Hey yo, what's going on, man? This is your boy GQ Blue, aka the Pocket Square Kang, aka Ferragamo Guevara, aka the Panky Reigned Purveyor of Peace, aka Young Dabo Sweeney, man. You know, I don't get to do the Frocast too often, man. My schedule won't allow it, but I know the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting history, King Germ, and my boy, the Black Alex P. Keaton. It's all right, it's holding it down, man. But, you know, I just had a few thoughts that I wanted to share with the Frocast. I don't know what the topic is, I don't know what the outline is. Man, y'all might even record the damn show before I even got this in. But just a few things I wanted to say, man, to put on the Frocast, man. The mighty, mighty Frocast that reaches a million motherfuckers weekly. If you would have saw my Snapchat, man, I was talking about the Paris attacks, man, and the terrorist attacks last week, last Friday, and just how crazy it is that a national tragedy can be turned against brown people, which you see now with America talking about they don't want to accept Syrians into the country, man. I think it's real messed up that we could take this time of tragedy to marginalize and disenfranchise and demonize black and brown people with this tragedy, man. I just think it shows the just ruthless continuation of and pervasiveness of white privilege when we can use even a tragedy to find a way to demonize black people or brown people in this matter with Muslims, mm-hmm. where now we're looking at a group of people and demonizing them for the acts of a few to categorize a whole. Also, I didn't watch ISIS yet, but I'm sure it's. I mean, I didn't watch Empire yet, but I'm sure it sucks, man. But I'm gonna keep on watching Empire, just because I need to see the end of it. Like Germ said, I don't think we're gonna get a third season. I'm gonna keep on watching. And you know, my Packers suck, man. We're trying to run the spread offense, and we need some help for Aaron Rodgers, even though he is Aaron Rodgers. AKA the greatest quarterback in the NFL today. Hey yo, I love the Frocast, man. It's all right, King Germ, always hold it down, man. Y'all boys be easy, man. I know you're about to put in another great show. Peace.
This is Papa Dash Soul, and you are now listening to my favorite show, The Frocast, hosted by my guy, Saul Wright. Keep listening, Heavy Bruh, and King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting history. Keep up the excellent work, fellas. Take it away.
NappyAfro.com. Wow.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 186. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex Keaton, sitting in with my homie, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
Hey, what's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in history, a.k.a. I got a date tonight with this bitch named Alka-Seltzer because I'm about to get sick before Thanksgiving, and that cannot happen.
No, you can't have a cook. Everybody getting sick right now, man. It's sick season.
And man, people don't wash their fucking hands, and people cough. Like, man, the other day, man, I swear to God, this motherfucker, like, coughed, and I felt like the fucking, I could just feel the germs entering my body, nigga. Mm. They coughed near me, and it was just like, and there was nothing I could do about it. It's like I was walking, they was walking in front of me or something, they coughed or something, and I was just like, I was like, no!
God, that's all bad. And you know, Thanksgiving, we have all the mucus foods. You have all the turkey and dressing and all that. Your mucus gonna be up, man. You don't want to be sick, man.
I don't eat turkey, man.
Do we have this discussion every year?
Yes, we've been doing 198 Frocasts. I have many.
186.
Look, we got 186, but remember, we got the ones
that's true. We got some that ain't counted, some that didn't record.
Shit. So, yeah, did 196 episodes. Y'all late.
We're just going to start the next show. We're going to be at 200. I'm like, what the fuck happened, nigga? There's lost episodes. Don't even worry about it. We're just starting over. Props to GQ for that long message starting off the show.
Hey, man, GQ Blue, man, the other day, man, it was so funny how he started to snap my leg, man. Like, I'm about to get preachy. Some of y'all don't like it, man. Y'all go.
He went in, man, and he left us the same message to start the show. So,
yes.
You know, props to GQ, you know, forever the politician.
Yep.
You know, everybody, props to everybody doing Pray for Paris. I guess, whatever. How do you feel about that shit?
Okay, this is how I feel about it, man. First of all, y'all motherfuckers getting upset because Facebook did not show make a filter for Kenya or any other, you know, Black Lives Matter one. Get over yourself, okay? Just because Facebook shouldn't be your measure of social consciousness, okay? And another thing, y'all got a problem with it. We go out here and pray for Paris. First of all, if you know anything about United States and France, that's IA1 since day one, okay? Right. We have a little thing called a Statue of Liberty that is from France, okay? The symbol of America came from France. So they're like our allies. They've been our allies for a long time. So some shit go down. Yeah, we got the same colors. We kind of look out for them, all right? So get over yourselves, people. The shit that happened was fucked up. I really think it was a diversion because they diverted too much attention to this that they gonna slide something on us that we ain't paying attention to no more. So, all right. So we was close to something, and then this shit went off, and then the news just went all over there, and they forgot about something else. So we gotta find out what we forgot about. Cause it's something, all right.
I get tired of hearing the media and officials act like the scorned girlfriend was some shit go down. So the bomb happens, and now all of a sudden we got these reports saying, well, we told them it was gonna happen. We told them it was gonna happen too. Well, we caught this one dude doing it, we let him go. Like, why is this always a story?
Yes.
Why don't y'all be proactive about some shit? And yo, there's some reports coming in. We don't even know what the fuck going on. We tell it now. At least if nothing else, you make them niggas scramble and change up their plans.
Exactly.
Fuck, man. I'm tired of this shit.
Y'all can bust the weed, man, and shit, but y'all can't find these motherfucking terrorists. Y'all stopping all the drug trade, but y'all can't stop these motherfucking terrorists. Get on your motherfucking job. Y'all motherfucking NSA or CTUs, whatever the fuck y'all Central Terrorism Unit, Jake, what's his name, Jack Bauer ass nigga. Y'all motherfuckers, man.
Your motherfuckers busting a dude on Instagram and Snapchat with weed and guns. Meanwhile, it's terrorists sliding in and dropping bombs at concerts, man.
And now they talking about, this whole Syrian refugee thing, and yo, man, you gotta be a bad motherfucker to get to United States from Syria. Like, how the fuck do you make it this far? Like, what?
There is a story on Instagram, and I don't know if I posted it, some shit or retweeted. Somebody chronicled their travel from Syria to the United States and that whole nine. You can read it if you want to read it. I don't know if these niggas read no more. You know, nappyafro.com is not a website.
Ain't got no YouTube or nothing like that?
Nah, man. It's all Twitter story, man. It's a whole, you know, one of those Twitch stories. But at the end of the day, there's certain things that I don't have rational conversation with. So if I see you float some bullshit on my Facebook, I'm a friend of you. I just don't have the patience. So if you are a Christian, I'm not a Christian. If you are a Christian and you post up, we can't let the Syrians in, I'm unfriending you.
I mean, our country was built on refugees.
Exactly. Well, our country was built on the fucking back of savages. But
the country was started by refugees.
Right, right. You motherfuckers seeking freedom. You don't want to be prosecuted and persecuted by religion, so you left. That's how this country started. And then you got over here and became savages and killed everybody here. But that doesn't have anything to do with shit.
Like, when is enough enough? Like, who do we decide to let in? Like, what's wrong with those Syrians? We let in everybody else. We taking everybody else filth. I mean, shit, we don't know who coming over here, and we taking everybody in. But, oh, no, we got, because they look like a Muslim, we got to turn their ass around. America, man, get over your motherfucking self, man.
And let's keep it all the way funky. Most of our terrorists are homegrown.
Thank you. And like I said, come on, let's be honest, man. Yes, we got touched on 9/11. This shit not happening again, all right? It's not happening again. That was our wake-up call. Like, yo, we was feeling invincible, untouchable. We seeing shit happen in other countries. We like, oh, that shit can't happen to us. And then it happened to us, and now, okay, it's not going to happen again. So y'all niggas, like, stop living in fear and scary. Like, man, I was listening to these dudes at work today talking this shit, and I was just like, y'all niggas really scared? I said, nigga, I never think about terrorism, man. Like, this shit is not even fucking, that doesn't,
it's not a blip on our fucking radar. Like,
no, like, niggas like, oh, then they talk about the game Sunday. Oh, when you're going out to the games today, if you're at the stadium, if you see something out of the ordinary, da-da-da. I'm just like, motherfucker, I'm going to enjoy the game, man. I don't give a fuck. Like, man, stop, man.
This shit is a mess, man. I get so tired of hearing it, man. I'm over it. And then, you know, good old Texas, you know, being assholes that we can be.
They right there with them. They was on there together. The governors of Texas and Florida were sitting right beside each other like, we're not taking them.
Yeah, yeah.
No matter what the government says, we're just going to stop the funding that they send. Their money's just going to sit there. And I'm just like, man, y'all shut y'all asses up.
These motherfuckers out here attacking mosques and shit and shitting on the Quran. And I just don't have the patience for that shit. Like, I'm over it. And why the fuck? Look, why isn't Christianity ever regarded as a terrorist religion? Like the KKK were Christians.
Yeah. Yep.
In Christian conquest, the Crusades, you murdered and killed people to spread Christianity. Why isn't Christianity ever regarded as a terrorist religion? I'm just tired of the bullshit. So, you know, props to GQ for pointing that out. For you people that are upset, and I made this long-ass post on one of my homies' walls. They were saying the same thing. Everybody praying for Paris, but what about Nigeria? And what about this? I said, look, man.
149 girls that were killed in Kenya. They said something about it on Facebook.
Yeah, they did. And there was a picture going around, but there wasn't a filter. And that's what I told her. I said, look, I've been on Facebook for like 8 years, 6 years, something stupid. I've changed my profile for the sake of two things. One, I changed it all black at one point, which is currently what I have.
Yeah, you've been all black for about 2 years, so I ain't gonna lie.
I switched it for a minute. I lost the bet last week. For the most part, it's been black. So I changed it for that, and then I changed it. I have a banner on my Facebook now that has my boy's name in it because he has cancer.
Yeah.
Those are the only two times. And both times, well, the black one was easy because I could put a black square in. The thing for my boy that has cancer is only in there because it was easy to do. There was a filter for it.
Mm.
So I think the majority of people that do the pray for Paris shit, they're doing it because it's easy. It's a fucking filter.
Yeah.
If you're mad about that shit, go make a filter. Or just go grab the Nigerian flag and put it in your profile. It's not that hard.
You show some active. Don't wait for Facebook to do it. Mark Zuckerberg don't give a fuck.
Not at all. Facebook is barely reaching into Africa now. And the only reason I know this is because, you know, I know somebody who traveled for them. So they just now getting to Africa.
Yeah.
You know, they're not worried about that shit yet. We are parasitic. Our relationship to France, like you pointed out, is a partnership. Our relationship with Africa is a parasitic relationship. We take from France. We take from Africa.
Yes.
So we're not looking to promote that shit. That doesn't move weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? America sucks. That's where it goes.
Africa hasn't sent us a nice gift yet.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? We have to take our gifts.
They send us AIDS, edible arrangements, and Ebola, edible arrangements. Wow. We don't want that. That's the only thing we get from Africa.
Say AIDS, edible arrangements?
Yes, I did.
Let's just move to the next topic, man, because that's terrible. Billboard decided to get involved with music. And I say this because these are the most passive-aggressive music motherfuckers in the world. They released a list, and you know how I love lists.
Mm.
This is the list of the top... Now, if I'm reading this right, this is the greatest rappers of all time list.
The GOAT. The 10 greatest rappers of all time, according to Billboard magazine.
Now, I don't know that...
Billboard is like the fucking epicenter of hip-hop.
Allegedly.
When I think of hip-hop, I go to Billboard magazine.
Allegedly.
Because they had a hip-hop quotables. They always on top of hip-hop. I mean, hey, they was there on Segwitch and whatever in 1970. Billboard was there, nigga.
See, this subject, yeah. But somehow when it gets to actually writing about the music, shit seems to go awry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. They're almost like as bad as Rolling Stone when it comes to that shit.
Mm. My second favorite hip hop.
Jesus Christ. Queen.
Yes. Yeah. That Fader, Complex, all of those are fucking the holy grail of hip hop.
What about World Star Hip Hop?
Oh man, come on. That's like the visual of hip hop right there. Cool. Yes.
We need that. So they released their top 10 greatest rappers of all time list.
Mm.
I don't know even on their original post if they listed a criteria. Like, here we go. This is always a problem. Here's the top list. We just picked
number 10.
We just picked him. Number 10, Lil Wayne.
I can see
all time. All time. Lil Wayne is number 10.
I mean, okay, from 05 to 09, Lil Wayne, yes.
4 years. Hip hop is 40 years old, 30 years old.
I mean, you know, like I said, everybody wrote the article had to be 33 and under.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when they got to Twitter, they defended themselves. I've been writing for hip hop for 20 years, 25 years. You can't tell me shit. I'm vetted. I get it. Everybody gets up in arms into how you can defend and talk about hip hop. But Lil Wayne's number 10.
Okay.
Number 9. I guess you could say this is kind of where the bullshit starts. Kendrick Lamar.
Whoa.
Kendrick Lamar is number 9, bro.
Whoa.
Number
K-9 of all time?
K-Dot is number 9.
So, okay. Maybe I need to hit a rest list before I go in.
Well, I said that's where the bullshit starts. We're at number 9. Number 8 is Ghostface Killah.
Come on now.
GFK, is he even the greatest out of the Wu?
he might be the best out the Wu, but I mean, that's not saying shit. Like,
but I mean, is that part arguable? Could you have a discussion about somebody disagreeing with him being the greatest out of the Wu?
Probably. Some niggas will say Raekwon. I mean, yeah.
Okay, so if he's not even undeniably the greatest out of the crew, how the fuck is he the top 10 of hip hop? That must mean there's more Wu members in this list.
Gotta be.
Gotta be more. All right. So number 7 is where it's really on point. You know, as a fan, I condone this pick. That's a fucking lie. Lauryn Hill.
Hell no.
Lauryn Hill is number 7, bro. Which is ironically about the number of rap song solos she has. 7.
3.
Is it only 3? Look, man, Miss Education is an amazing album. Top 10 album of all time, in my opinion.
Good album. But good album.
I don't know if she remains or should even be noted.
If that album came out today, yeah, she would be a top rapper. But that shit came. No, Lauren, you can't get rap credit in 98 for that. No.
Your only solo album.
Yes. They niggas talking about she got 2 albums. What's the second album? The Unplugged album. They messed up.
That shit was a live acoustic. It's not even a rap album.
Thank you.
Nah, and it's not a bad album, but we're talking about rappers. But then if number 7 made the list, then number 6 has to make the list, which is Andre 3000.
Listen, I love Andre 3000. Love Andre 3000. But he gets too fucking much credit.
He got the Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar said he wished he had a dick as big as the Eiffel Tower. Apparently that's Andre, because everybody's on that motherfucker.
I mean, Andre, listen, Andre is my dog. But I don't see Andre as a solo rapper. He's a group rapper. Like, he hasn't dropped a solo project yet. You know, if you want to call Love Below solo, fine. Go ahead. Call it that.
But don't call it a rap album.
But you can't put him top 10 for just the Love Below album. You can't do that. No.
The Love Below by itself is not even a top 10 album. So he can't be a top 10 solo rapper. Again, my issue with solo is if you're talking about solo, you have to have the projects to back that shit up. Or the impact on that solo project to back that up. Biggie is the exception to the rule. Because that motherfucker dropped 2 albums that changed hip-hop.
Yeah.
Bar none. Those are not fucking collaboration albums. He wasn't Biggie part of a duo.
Never had a wax on. Never. Except for Party and Bullshit.
Biggie's interludes was dope.
Except for
what I'm saying? Like, look, man. So that was number 6. Number 5. It's Nas.
Top five.
Nas.
Number 5?
Nas is number 5. First of all, why didn't you have your bro button ready for this shit? It would have been perfect.
Man.
But Nas is number 5.
Beforehand, so I have the bro button.
I know. I'm horrible at that. But I have to explain. When I say bro button, I don't mean for Nas part. I just mean for this whole list. So you Nas motherfuckers don't come after me this time.
Nas number 5?
Number 5.
Wow. So okay. these top four gotta be like the fucking Mount Rushmore of hip hop.
Number 4 made me, I have some plastering to do in my apartment. I busted at least 4 walls when I read number 4. Rakim. Too low. Number 4 of hip hop of all time is Rakim.
He made lists with the way they was going. I
agree with you. Like, it's a shock that you went back and grabbed something relevant. Good job, guys. But number 4. So number 3, we got the top 3 rappers of all time.
I haven't heard a name yet, and I'm pretty sure he's got to be in the top 3.
There's a couple names we haven't heard. One of them, you all wearing his headphones, you're probably listening to the show right now. He should be included in this, but ooh, we'll see. Dre. If Lauryn Hill made the list, there's no way you can tell me Dr.
Dre didn't even write his own raps, though.
What the fuck? He got more rap songs than Lauryn Hill.
True.
So, number 3, Eminem.
Bruh.
Why did you bruh Eminem?
Bruh.
Number 3.
Number 3 is Eminem. We're going to go through this and explain it all at the end. Number 2, with the top 2 rappers of all time, which means that New York probably has one or both spots. We know how this works. Number 2 of all time, according to Billboard, is Jay-Z.
Wow, Hobie Baby, number 2.
Number 2, I can't even... It's Jay-Z! Look, as I explained before we started recording, I just put his whole discography on my Google playlist so I can listen to that shit when I'm in the gym or whenever. And it's like rediscovering Jay-Z. I thoroughly enjoy it.
Yeah, Jay-Z like a shell of his former self now. Don't
I give you that.
Blueprint 3 and on, like, the last, Jay-Z, he's just not, like, he ain't like Hov used to be, so, you know.
I'll give you that. And he also still made Beach Chair, which I still say is the worst hip-hop song ever written.
Oh, yeah, he made a lot. On Kingdom Come, he had a lot of fucking Hollywood.
That whole album was
horrible.
Yeah, he's really got, like, four keepers out that album.
Him and Beyonce make some of the worst songs, man. Like, they just need to stop.
Yeah, no kidding.
They had, like, a couple of them. They had Upgrade You was dope. Yes, sir. My my texture and something. Crazy. It's like her songs are way better than his songs with her.
I think she picked better beats, to be completely honest.
Yeah, I guess maybe Beyonce a better songwriter, and you know, then I just
and Jay-Z's good with the bars. But then number one, as we explained before,
drum roll, please.
I don't have a drum roll. You got drum roll?
I got a table.
That works. That works, man. That's this is how we do it, man.
Can't do a drum roll.
Let's go. Let me try one.
There you go.
That's close. Notorious B.I.G.
Whoa. We just went through a list of 10 rappers, and you said you failed to mention one guy's name.
I know. Let me recap it. Just make sure we got it right. We got number 10 is Lil Wayne.
9 was Kendrick.
Right. Number 8 is Ghostface Killer.
Ghostface.
7 is Lauryn Hill.
6.
Andre 3000.
5.
Nas.
4.
Rakim.
3.
Eminem.
2.
Jay-Z, no dash.
1.
Notorious B.I.G., a.k.a. Biggie
Smalls. So, I got a problem with this list.
Why would you have a problem with this list?
No Tupac on this list. I'm doing this for all the Tupac. For all the Tupacians out there that lost their shit. How you not have Tupac in the top 10, bro?
Oh. Yeah, there was a guy named Tupac, huh?
I mean, he was pretty relevant, you know, to the... I mean, people got him an icon. They put him up there with the... with all them other niggas, man.
Hey, Snoop Dogg said it's disrespectful. T.I. said it's disrespectful. Scarface said this. Scarface even said, how the fuck you got no Q, no LL, no Mo D, no Grand Pooba, no Kane.
No Kane!
No Kool G Rap. And Nas at number 5, no Common, no KRS-One. Hey, look. Scarface went in real quick off the cuff. Jay Electronica had an opinion. I don't know why.
Look, yeah, who cares, Jay Electronica?
Jay Electronica.
Hey, look, you better be quiet, because we're going to come for your ass next. Well, you're another overrated nigga that get too much fucking love for nothing.
Well, to be completely fair, Jay Electronica got sunned really quick. And he said, I would have loved to. He said, I really like you as a rapper, but if you would put out an album, you may have been considered for the list.
Wow.
So he got shut down real quick. But so, all right, my biggest problem with the list. We already discussed Lauryn Hill at number 7. We have to say Kendrick Lamar at number 9.
Yep.
Love K-Dot, man. But To Pimp a Butterfly is not a classic album.
It's not. I mean, if that's the case, then J. Cole should be up there if you got Kendrick. Like, J. Cole got just as many classic albums as Kendrick got.
Hey, Fonte's not on this list. If these niggas made it, where the fuck is Fonte? If Andre 3000 can make the list, where's Fonte?
Where's Drake? I mean, shit. You got
Where's Drake?
You got Ghostface Killer on there. Ghostface Killer.
Look, and we're not saying that anybody on this list, I don't think in either one of our opinions, if I can speak for both of us, are bad rappers by any shit I dislike. But when you say the top 10
of all time,
there has to be criteria. Number one, you have to have projects.
How do you have Kendrick but no Snoop Dogg?
How the fuck Snoop didn't make it?
Bruh, Snoop Dogg? I mean, LL didn't make it?
LL didn't even make it, bruh. None. No wow. LL. Like, look, Scarface said it perfectly.
Face ain't make it.
right. Face commented he didn't even put one in for himself. Yeah. No Kumo D. No Big Daddy Kane. No Pac. No Cube. No LL. What the fuck? No Common. No KRS-One.
No Jadakiss.
Hey, man, look, I don't know what they used.
Even Eminem said, I got a list. And it goes Reggie, Jay-Z, Tupac, and Biggie, Andre from Outkast, Jada Corrupt, Nas, and Demi. This is Eminem said this.
This is the problem with lists. Now, it's a good thing because everybody gets to, you know, speak their opinion. But when you don't have a baseline for criteria, who knows what the fuck people are talking about? Who knows?
Maybe it was Billboard sales. Well, it couldn't be sales because Nas is on there.
So exactly.
Rakim is on there. So it was nothing sales.
Ghostface Killer's on there.
Wasn't sales. You know what I'm saying? So,
Definitely wasn't sales. Matter of fact, we know it wasn't sales because Wayne is 10. Wayne probably moved more units than half this list.
Pretty much, yeah. Kendrick, like I said, Kendrick got what?
He got two platinum albums, maybe.
Yes. Well, three if you want. The Kendrick fans argue down, say three.
Whatever.
But still, you know.
That shit was a giveaway. It wasn't even an album. It was a mixtape, right? Wasn't Section 80 a mixtape?
It wasn't a mixtape that went for retail, so it was an album, but it wasn't an album. It was like, you know, that gray area.
And look, I don't, like I said, I don't think any of these guys are terrible. Ghostface Killah is one of my favorites out of the Wu. I only got like three people out of the Wu I really give a fuck about. But I don't even think he's better than Meth.
Whoa, whoa, he's way better than Method Man. Method Man is a good rapper when he's rapping with somebody. Method is he kind of, he's subpar by himself. But he shines when he with somebody. It's kind of like he need the help. He's a great Scottie Pippen.
Oof. I can't even argue with that. It's Woo. So, you know, it's just my little piece of opinion. I don't even have enough history.
Ooh, niggas tell you, though, the Jizz are the nicest one. I'd be like, yo, y'all need to calm down.
What, niggas like ODB. They gave ODB a pass.
Yo, niggas was like.
Don't even get me started on that one. I still don't understand that to this day. You know, rest in peace. No slander. I just don't understand that one. Andre 3000 being on this list as a solo artist. Once again, if Andre's on here, Big Boy should be on here. Period. It's not a debate. You can't have one without the other.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I can see that. But I like Andre hasn't done enough solo work for me to put him on the list. Like, everybody told me, well, Biggie only got two albums. He on there. But Biggie had two albums, countless, like, features, and all that shit was live. Like, you got to understand, like, Biggie is, yes, it is a curve with Biggie. We do give Biggie the curve.
Yeah. Absolutely. He's the exception to the rule. This nigga launched and ended careers.
Yeah, it's like 4-year career, 3-4 years. I mean, Biggie was out there, but look at the shit he did. Like, niggas still throwing Biggie shit and be like, yo, he was the rap phenomenon, for real. Like, until one of them niggas make a song like Unbelievable, like, come on, man.
Biggie was the Bo Jackson of hip-hop. He came in, he made his impact known, and when he left, it was just too fucking early. And he still ain't seen nobody Bo, like him.
Unlike Bo, Biggie actually ran for 1,000 yards.
Hey, man, we ain't seen nobody like Biggie before. We ain't gonna see nobody like him since.
No.
Oh, another name that just popped in my mind. What about Big Pun?
Well, you know, that was just the prequels. That was like affirmative action pick with Big Pun. Like, let's be honest. Big Pun, he was all right. But he ain't nice as niggas say.
He's nicer than a lot of these motherfuckers on this list.
So all you motherfucking Barriqua, save your hate mail. I don't want to read it. I'm just saying, state my opinion since Billboard stated theirs. Big Pun, nah, not a top 10 rapper. He might be top 10 fattest rappers, but nah. Wrong, too.
Top 10 fattest? Where's Pharrell Monch?
Again.
That's a little backpacker pick, I guess, because y'all don't want to give him his props.
Where's Black Thought?
Oh my God, Black Thought gets slept on so bad.
Yes.
Where's Tech N9ne?
Whoa, calm down. See, you're going too far, so all right.
Hey, top selling independent artist all time. I'm just saying.
That doesn't mean anything.
I'm just saying.
He made quality music. And let's think about Tech N9ne's audience. Come on, man.
Hey, I'm just saying. If you're rich off indie scene, and some of these niggas is broke.
Oh, Tech N9ne from Missouri. Never mind. I get it.
Kansas City, Missouri, man. It's not a homer pick. It's a gym pick, maybe. Where's Killer Mike?
Where's Killer Mike? Mm.
I'm just saying, I don't know what the criteria is. Where's Rick Ross?
He shouldn't make it.
Okay, oh, that's fine. I agree with that. E-40.
Nah. E-40, he gets props for being the innovator and stuff like that, but as far as music go, man, nobody listen to 40 Water, man.
Is Nas better than Wale?
Hell yeah, hands down.
Really?
Hands down.
So if... I think Wale picks...
Wale doesn't have a Life's a Bitch.
Okay, that's right.
He didn't have an Illmatic. You know what I'm saying?
But does he not have it because people don't fuck with him? Or does he not have it because he hasn't made it sound good enough?
He doesn't sound good enough, man. Wow. He can't, man. He's not a poet like Nas, man. He don't wear kufis and speak the struggle. Like, you know, all Wale talk about is shoes and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Rapido! Nah, man.
Who else is not on this list that we think could have, should have possibly been on here? I still think R. Kelly should be on here. His last three albums are rap albums.
He made the list.
Who?
Yeah. MC Light didn't make the list.
Okay, so if we're talking about female rappers, Where the fuck is Jean Grey? Where is Queen Latifah? Where is MC Light? Shit. Where is Rod Digger? Why don't Rod Digger get any fucking respect?
She started fucking with your boy from, what's his name?
Papoose?
No, that's Remy.
That's Remy, yeah.
Remy, why she fucked the nigga from the, what was that nigga name, man? He was one of them, I can't think of the group she fucked. That's her baby daddy, man. But yeah, the nigga, like, I can't think of his name. But Sporty, not Sporty Thieves, but it's some name that, some Derangers or some nigga like that she fucked with. Some nigga like that, yeah.
He said, Common, what about Talib? If Common's on the list, should Talib be on the list? Where the fuck is Kanye?
I mean, tell you, man.
Where's Kanye?
This list is fucked up, man.
Like, this, K-Dot can't be on here before Kanye. I'm sorry.
There's a lot of niggas on there. K-Dot shouldn't be on there before. I'm like, I'm gonna be honest. Andre 3000 shouldn't even be in the top 10.
So that's two. So we moving them two out. You got Lauren Ghostface Hill. Long Hill's gone. So that's three. Ghostface shouldn't be on there. So that's four.
I'm gonna say Eminem shouldn't be in there. I'm gonna be honest, man. Not top 10.
Not top 10? But where do you put him?
See, okay, this would kill Eminem. If we were judging Eminem on post 2003. After the Eminem show, like anything after the Eminem show, Eminem is garbage. Like
garbage?
Garbage. Capital G A H B A G E, garbage.
Did you really spell out garbage?
Yes.
You spelled out garbage for the people. Look, man, Eminem, I don't know, because the thing is, we know Eminem is the shit. I feel like the album that people give him the most props for, Slim Shady, I don't think was a good album.
Well, Marshall Mathers is the actual one they give him the most credit for, the second one.
Marshall Mathers is dope as fuck. Can't take nothing away from that.
I said the Marshall Mathers LP and the Eminem show, them dope his albums. Two best works. Like, back to, like, nothing, hands down. Eminem show to me is the best album because it's more, I can listen to it from top to bottom. Whereas, you know, on the Marshall Mathers LP, he still had that, you know, that schizophrenic flow. He'd be all over the place and he got that, you know, all that little crazy shit like that, the Kim song and shit. Yeah. You know, little crazy shit like that where he kind of cleaned that up on the Eminem show where it just wasn't so fucking dark and dreary. And, you know what I'm saying? It was kind of like an album. You know what I'm saying? It's listenable. You know what I'm saying? You got My Dad's Gone Crazy and Drips and all that good shit on there that I like. But, you know, but after that, man, like, Relapse, Encore, all that bullshit.
I think Relapse and Recovery were okay. I think they were good. I think I gave one of the motherfuckers like a 4.5.
Yeah, it's all right. You was lost in the sauce.
I might need to have to re-review that because we ain't got no content. So it's time to put that back up. But if we're looking at sales, this is Billboard, so sales got to count for something, right?
Yeah, I'm sure did.
Eminem's show went diamond. Eminem's show went diamond, bruh. Marshall Mathers LP, diamond.
Damn.
Slim Shady, 5 times platinum. Encore, 4 times platinum. Oh. Relapse, 2 times platinum. Oh. Recovery, 3 times platinum. Hey, man, look, it's hard to have an argument against this nigga, man.
I mean, but we know why he sold that much.
And that is the part. I think it was KRS-One who said, yo, like, Eminem's a great lyricist, but I can't give him props for some shit that he was never oppressed in. Mm. Like, it's built for him to succeed.
Yes.
So, of course he's going to succeed. But, if you take that away, still technically, the motherfucker got bars. So that's why with Eminem, I'm always like, yo, it's M. I get it. He's like, a white boy rapping, but he just happens to be really good at that shit.
Like, I like that song, Kill You. You don't want to fuck with Shady. Like, that, now he was giving me bars on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, now he was. He was spitting. He has those moments where he curses the fuck out.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you could not put him on this list.
Okay, I have him like number 10. He'd be right there.
He'd be after Lil Wayne?
See, that's another one. Wayne, I couldn't put Wayne top 10 all the time.
Wayne top 10 all the time, bro.
I can't do it. I can't. There's too many. It's too many. I couldn't put Wayne number 10. Wayne be top 20. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, top 20. I put him top 20. You know, just for his the way he worked, how much work he put out, you know, the quality most of the time. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. But I couldn't put him in top 10. Just couldn't do it.
Nah, I mean, I think Kanye's got to be in there. I feel like Snoop, and I'm not even a Snoop fan.
Snoop gotta be there.
Snoop gotta be there. I'm not even a Snoop fan, but he gotta be there.
If you was the best rapper alive at one time, you gotta be top 10.
Okay, bro. I still don't. remember that part.
What, Snoop being the best rapper alive?
He was the hottest rapper. I don't know that he was the best. Look, man, Snoop doesn't have memorable shit.
Nothing but a G thing drop, and Snoop was killing the Chronic and giving you all the bars.
Hot. I don't know about best. He was hot. Then the motherfucker.
The best. The shiznit, bruh.
Hot. He raps S-N-O-O-P like every other bar.
Man,
S-N-double, Snoop Double, the Doggy Dog. Every other lyric goes back to his name.
Doggy Dog World, man. It's like everywhere I look and everywhere I go, I'm seeing motherfuckers trying to steal my flow, but it ain't no thing because my nigga Coolio gonna be there. Come on, some of these niggas is so deceptive. Stealing my rhymes like a contraceptive. I hope you get burnt. Things you haven't learned. It's the knick-knack
Knick-knack paddywhack. So, Snoop gotta be in there, like I said.
Snoop gotta be in there.
50 Cent?
Hell no.
LL?
LL's definitely in there.
Most Def.
Most Def? Nah, I wouldn't put him in.
The Backpack is going to put him in there. Most Def has like 2 rap albums. I'm just saying.
Not top 10. His DMX? Best film is Fat Booty and Umi Says, man. Not a rap.
It's like, that's it. What about DMX?
X, I'll put him top 20.
Top 20. I agree with that shit. Busta Rhymes. Look, you Busta Rhymes fans. Busta has no good solo album.
He has a bunch of good hits.
Good hits and amazing features. Solo albums are terrible, nigga.
Yes, no cohesiveness. Like, that first meal is like...
No, Big Dedication should be on this, bar none.
Of course.
No reason he shouldn't be there. There's no reason. Common should be there. Maybe. I think if Common makes it, Luda makes it. I'm being completely honest.
Shit.
If Common makes it, Luda makes it.
Where's Redman? Where's Redman?
Redman's not on the list, but Redman? Should he be top 10?
Redman gotta be top 10.
Based on what?
Him being a rapper. I mean...
What? So, outside of Muddy Waters...
There's a Dark Side.
There's a Dark Side. There's 2 albums.
Action. Time for some action. That's 3 albums. No, What the Album. I'm sorry.
Okay, so that was his first album. That was the debut. That motherfucker's first 3 albums was on fire.
That's what I said.
His first 3 albums was on fire. That's true. God damn. So yeah, Redman.
Not forget the Meth and Red album, Blackout. You know, that was dope.
Well, if Andre can make it, he can make it.
Well, I mean, Redman, he had solo work.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? He only got, 2 albums with Redman? I mean, with Meth. As far as like, didn't just think of Redman Salt when he just be featured. Like, he was on fucking All Eyes on Me. I mean, he was on everything. Like, yo, man, you can't.
It's tough to do a top 10 with no Scarface, no Jada.
Props to Billboard for trying, but y'all failed miserably.
Fail, man. And the woman that you picked doesn't even have 8 rap solo songs.
Wow. I mean, well, she had the songs with the Fugees.
Those aren't solo. She did 16 bars and got off the mic and did a hook. That doesn't work. Lil' Kim is looking at you like, what?
Mm-hmm. Lil' Kim like, I ain't even write my shit. I'm upset.
I ain't write my shit and I should be on there. Yes. Missy Elliott is like, look, I can't even rap and I should be on this list. If she made it.
Mm.
Somewhere Foxy Brown is like, what? Do y'all remember that I rap? DeBrad is like, hey, can I be the first rapper that put out a platinum album?
Mm.
But I ain't get no mention. I'm just saying, man.
Like, damn, bitch, I wrote more rhymes than Lauren. Like, what you mean?
This list is a little disrespectful. And it's not because they tried to be disrespectful. It's just fucking impossible.
Jesus.
It's fucking impossible. If you don't set up a criteria, this list is going to fail. If you set up a criteria and you mention sales, replays, impact, you got a solid list, nobody can argue with you.
Exactly.
But you definitely have to put Drake in that bitch.
You just can't go out here and say a top 10 niggas questioning y'all.
Because if based on the criteria, Jadakiss is on somebody's top 10 or not. Period.
Yeah.
Jada don't have no impact. He's got no sales. But he got bars for your ass. I don't know that if I was picking a lyrical group, I would pick too many people before Jada. But that nigga don't move, he don't move the society. You know what I'm saying? He don't move the culture like that. Scarface, another one. Sales is only because of longevity. But if we talk about, you know, actual skills, Scarface, I don't know, man. This list is definitely interesting. Let us know what y'all think in the comments. You know, tweet us and all that good shit. But let us know what you think in the comments. Who would be in your top 10? Or if that's too hard, because we think that's too hard to do. Who do you think should be removed from this top 10 and replaced with who? Alter the list a little bit. Let us know what you think. Speaking of people that should be removed from lists, Ronda Rousey got her ass kicked. Now, we've seen Ronda have... Was it?
No. You can't just say it like that. You got to say, some people have called her the greatest female athlete of all time.
Well, yeah, so this was her fourth title defense, maybe?
12th fight overall.
Fourth title defense. She had no, like, what, two fights that go out of the first round? If that.
She had two fights go out of the first minute.
Like, she was beast of motherfuckers.
Her last three fights, she won. Her last three fights totaled 46 seconds.
Beasting. Beasting. Yes. That's knockout, tapouts, chokeouts. She was beasting.
Yes.
She got in there with a motherfucker that could fucking fight. She got in there with a boxer.
19-time kickboxing champion. Like,
that motherfucker had them hands, bro.
Hey, Ronda thought shit was going to be sweet when she jumped in that ring, but Holly had something for your ass.
And that's the funny thing is that she knew Holly was a threat. She knew she had hands, and she was just like, she's just not going to lose. That's it?
Yeah.
That's your whole thing.
Yeah.
Holly Holm was bona fide. Now, we didn't know who she was.
Nope.
You know, as far as, you know, popular culture, we didn't know who the fuck she was because she didn't have the platform.
Yeah,
but Holly Holm, 5'8", 134.
Mm.
She's a motherfucking fighter. Like, I don't even know how to describe. This motherfucker had them hands. Kickboxing, boxing. She was a fucking hitter. Hey. I'm trying to see if I can find a record. 33 wins. 9 by knockout. Only 2 losses.
Mm.
So, that's a lot of fights.
Yes.
She got 39 fights.
Mm.
She had a total of 38 fights. So, she up there with Floyd.
Yeah.
Fighting. And that motherfucker came in there. Hey. By the way, MMA, she's 10-0.
Okay. So, that's the record they're going to go with.
Yeah, that's the MMA record. Like the boxing record, the professional boxing record, she's 33-2. 33. Oh, she got 3 draws. They do women's sports different. 33-2-3. But MMA, she's 10-0.
Wow.
She came out there and gave them hands. And if you watch the fight, it was 2 rounds. And
it was 1 round and 35 seconds.
Okay. That's fair. That's the actual time.
Yeah, it was less than 6 minutes. Put it that way. Fight time.
But that doesn't even tell you the story.
No.
Ronda got worked.
I mean, Ronda was in there eating punches, just like beep, beep, beep. Like I do, like when I was watching the fight, I set my alarm because I was just like, I was real tired that day. But I said, Ronda Rousey fight tonight. I need to watch it. So I set my alarm. I woke up just in time to see the fight. And I instantly knew within like a minute or two, you know, after, you know, the first minute of a fight, they always seem like they, you know, they measuring each other up.
Right.
But then after that, I was like, yo, something ain't right. Ronda eating too many punches tonight, boy. I mean,
I can tell you when you knew. When she went to do that takedown, or she went for that punch. That Holly Holm ducked and moved up under and Ronda hit the cage.
Yes. Oh, that was like seconds before the fucking knockout. That was, she looked like Mike Tyson did the night he was fighting Buster Douglas. Like it was just like it just looked like, yo, this it's about to go down. And when she caught that fucking left kick to the fucking head, bloop, she went down. Old girl came through with the ground and pound, man. Oh man.
It was
I was
all
just
bad.
Like, wow.
It was all bad. Now,
can I say something, all right?
Huh?
Can I say something?
Please do.
The only time in my life I wanted to see a woman get her ass whooped.
Oh, come on, man. So explain this to me. Why is Ronda getting so much heat?
Because she talked too much shit.
She's a fighter. Who the fuck wants a humble fighter?
Okay, you can't be a humble. No, you can't be humble, but you can't be out there talking. Like, I mean, this not even her talking shit about her sport. This is about her, excuse me, the whole Floyd shit. Her talking about Floyd, and they're like, why did you attack Floyd Mayweather? Oh, because he hits women and gets away with it. Nigga went to jail for hitting a woman, okay? So, yes, he might have hit a woman or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Then you all just like, I bet he won't fight me and this and that, and, you know, that whole little thing. Then comes to find out that Ronda Rousey abused her boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know, like, nobody said nothing about her being an abuser.
Not only did she abuse her boyfriend, she had a relationship with somebody's husband.
Oh!
So, Ronda's not a saint. I get that part of it.
Yes, but it's just something about her, like, you know, then she just, you know, but then they call her the greatest female athlete of all time. And,
Layla, hello.
And that's another thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, Layla Ali was a fighter, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? She was undefeated. Nobody beat Layla Ali, ass, I don't think.
No,
you know?
Layla just quit.
See, somebody fight, she's like, I didn't beat everybody ass. Like, yo, there's nobody left for me to fight. You know what I'm saying? So now it's a wrap. Look, I was so happy to see Ronda catch that L.
Can I give Layla a little bit more shine real quick?
Go ahead, man.
Out of 24 fights, she got 24 wins and 21 by knockout.
Mm.
They wasn't getting close to this motherfucker.
Mm.
She just said, fuck it, I'm done fighting.
Yes, I'm a pioneer of women's fighting sports. Like, you know, and Ronda should have paid homage. Like, Ronda, she like... It was the UFC hype machine. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, they did the Brock Lesnar treatment. You know, she won 10 fights and she the greatest ever. I'm like, but you ain't fought nobody. Like, stop it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and now, like I said, I was so happy to see her get her ass beat. And it just made my day. So look for Ronda. Like, according to Taz, you know, WWE, ECW Taz,
yeah.
He said it was a fix. He's in the fight.
That's because Taz is not relevant right now. He needed something to say.
Taz said he said on his podcast, I mean, I didn't listen to it, but I listened to the snippet. Right. He was saying that, you know, the fix was in. And, you know, like Ronda, she wanted to, you know, because, you know, UFC fighters don't make that much money. Not even the big draws. They don't make that much money. And so he was like, for her to, you know, what's the best way to, you know, to justify her going off shooting all these movies and doing all this other stuff? You know, you can't have your champion out there doing that. Like, you know, the champion got to be training. The champion got to be, you know, getting ready for the next fight. So there's like, have her lose. You know what I'm saying? That way she can take 6-7 months off. You know what I'm saying? Go do what she got to do and then come back. You know, the rematch, you know, they said they created a rival for her. So now she got some, you know, like she didn't have a rival in the sport because Ronda setting them up, knocking them out, setting them up, knocking them out. And now she got somebody fighting them. So the rematch is going to be huge. You know what I'm saying? I still think Ronda lose in the second fight. I mean,
she got dominated so badly that I can't see her come back from that.
Because old girl would not go to the ground for shit. She was like, yo, I'm not going to the ground. Like, fuck that. I'm going to let you up. Get up. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm not going to the ground. Take these hands and this foot with you. And she just got blasted, man.
Did you see the elbow she hit her with, though?
She hit her so hard with the elbow. I want to know if Ronda could even see when she was swinging.
They said Ronda had a broken jaw. They said she broken jaw, nigga. She done.
That motherfucker hit her square in the mouth, bro.
I mean, it was like, rah! I was like, damn!
She whooped her motherfucking ass.
You know what? I don't want to fight Holly Holm. I don't want to fight.
No! She whooped her motherfucking ass, man. Hey, man, look. Just for you people that have been hypocrites, because some of you out there are hypocrites. She deserved that. You can't be talking all that shit. Muhammad Ali talked all the shit in the world.
And he got his ass whooped.
Mike Tyson talked all the shit in the world.
Got his ass whooped.
Floyd Mayweather talked all the shit in the world.
Hey, he ain't got his ass whooped yet. The only nigga. The only nigga that ain't never seen his L in a damn lost column. Never.
But then, for all you people that said that you wanted Roy Jones Jr., talked all the shit in the world.
Got his ass whooped.
But Evander Holyfield.
Got his ass whooped.
But he was humble. He was God and...
Yes, Evander was humble. So nobody didn't want... Evander never got out there and said nothing like that. So that's why niggas didn't do Evander like that.
But that's what I'm saying. He was so humble in all his pre and post fights. Nobody puts him in their top shit list. He's not the top nothing. He's probably not even the top Evander that people...
Damn.
And I'm not saying it to be hateful. I'm saying that I never hear anybody mention his fucking name unless we talk about Lennox Lewis or Mike Tyson. Otherwise, he's not mentioned or kids.
I always think Holyfield better than Tyson. I mean, I don't have Tyson in my top five. Well, he might be in my top five, but he might be like, I still got Lennox Lewis, Holyfield, it's just heavyweights.
Ali.
I still got them over Tyson. You know what I'm saying? It's just because they were better fighters. Like, they were boxers, not fighters. Like, these niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like, Tyson was just straight come out there, yo, I'm swinging for the fences, man. You know what I'm saying? If this is baseball, Mike Tyson would be Cecil Fielder. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, man. See, but if you look at Tyson, technically, he was a fucking boxer.
He was a fighter.
He had a lot of power. That nigga threw jabs. Tyson threw jabs.
It's all right. Tyson
threw jabs.
It's all right. Look at Mike Tyson's, look at his fights. None of his fights, like most of his fights, was over by the fifth round. Like, that's not a boxer.
He didn't have to throw a lot of jabs, but he threw jabs.
He was mostly going for the home run swing. Like, he just like, yo, bam!
It's not my fault. He's the Shaq. It's not my fault that I can throw four hook combination in a second. That's not my fault. I'm just better than you.
But technically, you got Holyfield with busting niggas down, break them down. Lennox, he would use his length to bust niggas down and there. Like, I mean,
So Lennox is the longer version of Tyson. Tyson threw a lot more hooks and uppercuts. Lennox threw jabs and straights.
Yes.
They used what they had to do what they had to do. But Tyson could fucking box. Now, Tyson's my favorite. I don't know that I would say he's the best. I think that Tyson could take Ali.
Wow.
I think Tyson could take Ali. And we're talking about peak for peak.
Oh, yeah. Peak for peak.
I think at Tyson's peak, nobody could beat Tyson.
He kept running from Holyfield during his peak. You know
he did. I don't know why. I don't know if the money wasn't there.
Yeah, the money was there. He was scared. He didn't want to lose.
I don't understand that.
It was like Tyson, he had problems with niggas that weren't scared of him. Like everybody else that, I'm not saying the boxing niggas was scared because they probably beat my ass. But I'm just saying when y'all got in the ring with Mike Tyson, you could see the fear in their eyes. Like they was like, oh shit. I'm in a little ring with Tyson. And it was like Holyfield, when he was there, when they were doing that little nose shit, Holyfield was like, nigga, what's up, nigga? Like, let's do this. And you know what I'm saying? Holyfield beat his ass twice.
Hey, and Tyson had people who stood up to him, like Bruce Seldon and Trevor Burbick. They was like, yo, we taking these punches. They just couldn't take them punches.
Yeah.
Bruce Seldon was going hard in the paint. Bruce Seldon, if you two the fucking fight, Tyson and Seldon. Seldon was going blow for blow, like, look, let's get it. But it was about that third hook to the body, Seldon said, you know what? I need to go sit at the desk.
Yes, sir.
I can't keep taking this shit. Frank Bruno fought this nigga twice. Man, I don't understand that one.
Twice.
Got his ass whooped twice. I don't understand that shit. Foreman was a good-ass fighter.
Foreman was.
Both versions. Foreman was not playing. Foreman and was it Foreman and Evander or Foreman...
Evander Holyfield and Foreman. It was Foreman and Lewis.
Foreman and Lewis, one of the best fights I've seen. Them niggas were just going. They was going. You know, but, you know, it's what can you say, man? Ronda Rousey, I hope she make a comeback.
Yeah, get your jaw together.
Get your jaw
wire.
Together.
Wire.
Get your hand game together, too, because if you ain't got no hands, like if Floyd is really talking about helping you, take that help. If you can get in touch with Layla Ali, take that help. Your hands need to come up.
She had a boost for breakfast and Ensure for dessert. Body for the pancake. She just sipped the scissor.
That's so disrespectful. Hey, man, Rhonda, keep your head up, man. God damn, man. Let's fuck that joke.
She all she can do right now. Like,
keep your head up because your jaw ain't. Look,
she should listen to some Dungeon Family. She should have watched for the hook. Nah.
She definitely need to keep her motherfucking guard up at all times.
Hey, look, she must be listening to that cannabis, that second round knockout.
Yo, when she got pushed and turned around and caught that kick, oh my God.
Oh, that's Lupe, that kick push. That's Lupe. What anymore? It's not
right. Oh shit. This nigga said kick push. Holy shit. This is why Jerm is the most electrified motherfucking podcast. Yes. Jesus Christ.
Hip hop songs we just did. Easy for you, easy. We turned it music.
Oh my God. That might be a classic run. We need to easy. Look, when you picking stuff to put up for people, promotion, pick that clip. That shit was beautiful. Speaking of some other shit that's not so beautiful, I really don't give a shit about this. Okay. But we gotta talk about it. Because it matters a little bit. Charlie Sheen decided to come out in the middle of all the other diversions and say, hey, I've got HIV. And I've had it, and I've still been smashing hoes. And I'm telling y'all now because they were holding it for ransom. And people said that they were going to tell if I didn't pay them money. And I'm tired of paying the money. So fuck it, I got AIDS. What? This shit happened.
Charlie Sheen said, fuck it. I'm getting blackmailed, so stop the blackmailing. I got AIDS. I'm going to come out here and say it, so the payments are going to stop. I'm going to put no more Bitcoins out there. I'm not uploading no more money to nobody. PayPal's. I'm done. I'm not putting no more money in Walmart card. I'm finished,
nigga. This is what he came out with. This is what he came out with. Are you fucking serious? Not you came out with the shit because people's lives are in danger. You just got tired of paying the money.
Yes.
He's paid millions of dollars to keep the hoes, I guess it was hoes he was sleeping with.
Hey, look, no telling with that guy.
No telling how he got it, but he decided to go ahead and tell it and make it out there so people know I got AIDS. And yeah. Now, we had a whole section. It was like 3-4 months. Charlie Sheen was winning. I got Tiger Blood. You know, he was the shit. I'm doing drugs and so what kind of Charlie Sheen attitude.
No, he passed the drug test, remember?
But he didn't deny he was doing drugs. Like, nigga, ain't had no teeth. You're obviously doing crack.
That was AIDS. That was AIDS made his teeth.
Oh, the AIDS made the teeth fall out?
Yeah.
I can't keep up, man, with all this shit.
He should have, look, all that money you made off of Two Men and a Baby or whatever the fuck the show was, and a Half Men.
I think it was Two Men and a Baby or some shit.
Why didn't you hit up Magic and be like, yo, let me get that cocktail you got, Magic. Like, I got money. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean.
That cocktail is definitely working for Magic.
Yes. Magic, the most healthiest HIV patient ever, nigga.
He's still out here. Then nigga opened more Starbucks. He got AIDS and became a better businessman.
Man, bro, AIDS made Magic the man he is today. Like, I bet you he wake up every day and say, thank you for this virus that I have acquired. Like he said on TV that day, man. Oh, man.
This nigga came out with AIDS and then put on a great-ass All-Star game.
Nigga,
you're like, God damn.
I mean, damn.
Good motherfucker Charlie Sheen. Now, let's be fair. He said he doesn't have AIDS. He's just HIV positive.
That's the same thing as Magic.
I'm just saying. I just want to make sure that we're not slandering Charlie Sheen's great speech.
House of Virginia. That's what he has,
yeah,
right?
He got, you know, on his way to getting that As I Die Slowly.
Oh, that apartment in downtown Seattle.
That's what he's on his way. On his way. But he came up with this shit in the middle of the attacks. Like, the timing could be more terrible.
Hey, look, I know his publicist is like, no, Charlie, not now. No one's gonna care.
Now here's the thing, and Awesomely Lovey said this shit perfectly. The problem that I have with this, same problem she has, is she said it much better. So if you can check out Awesomely Lovey on social media, she explains it much better than I do. But Charlie Sheen probably got the disease based on his lifestyle, the worst way possible. Like, if there was a stereotype of how you get it, Charlie Sheen lived that life.
Damn.
And now he puts out this story, and so now people feel sorry for Charlie Sheen. Like, that's the reckless way to do it.
Yes, that's not, no. You get it, you want sympathy, you get it like Arthur Ashe got it. You know what I'm saying? You don't get it from fucking whores and dirty needles.
Drugs and shit. Right, exactly. Like, that just doesn't make sense. It's like the people, look, I'm going to catch some heat. I know I'm going to catch some heat from this.
Put your suit on, sorry. Put your fire suit on.
When you motherfuckers put on these pray for my cousin things on Facebook, but your cousin was at the scene of a crime and allegedly murdered two people, don't do that. No, he did it. What are we praying for?
Ain't lying.
Pray for the victims. What the fuck are we praying for your cousin for? He did it. Charlie Sheen did it. He's not the face of AIDS or face of HIV. He's not. He did it. Like, you put yourself in harm's way. So why the fuck? Anyway, man, I'm over the privilege of that whole situation.
Get healthy, Charlie Sheen.
That's all I can say. Get healthy, bro.
You're a rich nigga with fucking HIV. You should be okay.
You should conquer this.
Yes.
You got money. You should be able to get... You got money. You white. You're a celebrity.
Yeah.
I think that's the cocktail for I'm HIV clear next year.
Hey, you a Mexican that's ashamed of being Mexican, so you make up a white fucking name. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, he went in. Like, that's...
Yes. The nigga named Carlos Estevez. He wants to be called Charlie Sheen.
Sound like he made it, man. That's it. Next year, when the book comes out and the documentary comes out that he no longer has AIDS, we said it first.
Emilio, man. He kept it real, man.
Emilio kept, but where's his career?
Hey, but he kept it real, though. He can go to sleep knowing that, Emilio, we fuck with you. Your brother and your daddy, they can't never come back to the barrio, nigga. And so, you know what I'm saying, man? It's all good, man.
Yeah, they can come back if they buy it. Like Charlie Sheen probably can't buy it now.
He can't leave the country. They don't. And he probably got that new AIDS. They don't want him nowhere.
He might have developed AIDS overnight.
Yes.
New shit out there. Before we get to TV talk, I know this is your winner.
Yes.
Let's get the TV talk first. We're going to save that. Let's get the TV talk first. I actually went ahead and watched Empire last night.
Hey.
I got back in here. So I missed Empire for 2 weeks to finish off Power, which is amazing. And now I'm feeling for the next season.
Oh, so you are 2 seasons. You finished all the way up.
All the way up, man. It's fucking amazing.
Fuck Empire. Let's talk about Power.
I didn't watch an hour of Empire to not talk about it. God damn it.
Okay, go ahead.
But nah, we can talk about Power real quick.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking with you.
Hey, man, people are saying that old girl from, you know I'm terrible with names, so I'm not even going to pretend, take like I got the name right. Ghost Wife, what's her name?
Ghost Wife?
Yeah. the black chick.
Oh, you talking about
Natari? Yeah, Natari Naughton. Who was? Wasn't she in the singing group?
3LW.
So it feels really bad to see her titties because we saw her as a kid.
Look. When she turned 21, I mean, look, I didn't listen to 3LW anyhow. So go ahead.
Yeah, but it just don't feel right. Like we saw them. We saw them.
Yeah, you're right. Right, you're right. I remember the little song y'all had on, what was the show used to come on BET, the video show? 106 in Park.
Yeah, man.
Right. Yeah, I remember y'all, I remember when it all turned. They did it, when they did that song with Naughty by Nature, nigga.
It was a rap at that point, because y'all tried to be a little too grown.
Just like, why is them niggas, them young girls with Naughty by Nature? I was like, no, you don't do that. And then, now she show her titties every chance she get. Like, I mean, she's always naked.
Always naked.
She was naked on episode 1 or 2, wasn't she? Like, yo, you was like,
well, damn. Yeah, because they had to get the fucking in to get it over. So it was a lot of fucking the first like 3 episodes. Everybody was fucking, but I think her titties didn't come out till like episode 6 of the first one.
Ooh,
Natari.
No, she was naked episode 1.
I don't think they showed the nipples though,
bruh. Episode 1, she was naked, I was like, damn, that was quick. It was either 1 or 2. It was quick. I mean, then they show her naked in Notorious, man. Like, she loved being naked.
That's true. So her titties been out for a minute. But she was with 3LW. I feel like if you look at 3LW... Okay, I can't say that. That was still 3LW. But anyway, hey, she's dope.
Where's the other girl from 3LW? The little light-skinned one. I mean, everybody...
The light-skinned one who had the teeth.
Yes.
That's what I was going to say. Like, see, Jerm, I can't fuck with you. So,
yeah, I remember she got the braces and I was just like, yo, I ain't seen this since, bro. But the other two, you know, Adrian Ballone and whatever, she didn't have her little naked stuff. Like, all of them been naked except for the teeth girl, and I don't want to see teeth.
It was the perfect mix of group. You got the light-skinned black girl, you got the dark-skinned black girl, you got the Latina. This is perfect.
Yeah.
And the one with the teeth, I really think of that, and it's from the promises, her ass. Sure. She was the one I thought we would have seen her titties first.
She was the left eye. She was like the left eye of the group. Like, she couldn't sing. She was a rapper. Like,
yeah, yo, I figured she was going to be the one. I figured if any of them was going to be out there, it would have been her. But anyway, man, for the goddamn show, is what is her name on the show? Natari Naughton's name on the show?
It's It ain't Angela. Angela is the
Tasha.
Tasha. Yes.
If who's doper, Tasha or Cookie?
Tasha. Tasha. Yeah, because Cookie, I'm hating. I'm just like, yo, Cookie, you don't have a fat ass. Like, the only time Cookie looked nice is when they was at the tape when she pulled the cheeks out, bro. Like,
that was it. Other than that,
I ain't never looked at Cookie like, yo, I want to smash. Like, you, some days she looked 50, and I'm just like, yo, you look 50 out there. Like, stop. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I think Tasha is, more down. Tasha told Ghost, you keep fucking that bitch till I say to stop. Because we finna get this money.
Yes, sir.
Hey, now look, she put it on the table. Mm-hmm. Cookie ain't said no shit like that. Cookie went and started her own label.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, Tasha's the dime. Now, Tasha did fuck the homie, though.
Not the homie, the worker.
He the homie.
He the worker.
Hey, he was around the kids like the homie, like this little stepdaddy.
Like the brother. Like, he was like, called him Uncle G, so that means.
And she was a little weird. She went ahead and fucked that little boy. He ended up dead.
Yeah, look, got mad when he let Lala, when Lala let him smash. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, ah.
Yeah, I'm waiting on Lala to fuck Ghost.
Nah, I thought Lala was gonna be the one to tell that. She gonna tell, cause I was like, oh, she scorned. She gonna tell Ghost, and then next thing you know, she gonna try to move in and get in the leftover. Cause she like she said, I always get your leftovers, and then she was just like, except for that little nigga, you know what I'm saying? But yeah,
that's the bitch you got to keep out your look, dudes, chicks the same. If you got a motherfucker that's always telling you how great you have it, let that motherfucker go. That nigga's keeping tabs. Season, I promise you, season 3, she gonna be one of the motherfuckers that turn. I promise you.
I wanna keep season 3 got up. I mean, you know, you see, like, 50 still alive. I mean, shit is crazy. Like, 50 killed his own son.
That's some cold blooded shit.
No. The son was stupid. You don't get a nigga the gun back. They ain't gonna say some bullshit like, yo, wish you on my dad. You ain't, oh.
You gave him a loaded gun.
Exactly.
Your config father.
Why did you even go back to your daddy? Just leave. You know what I'm saying? But Sean needed to die because he was doing dumb shit, real reckless. When he went pulled out on Ghost, I was just like, man, Ghost couldn't even kill him. Ghost was like, man, I'm going to let you live, nigga.
I'm going to let your little dumb ass live.
Yeah, your little dumbass.
I'm gonna let your little dumbass. And then he screamed on him.
Yes.
You let a grown man scream on you like that, somebody gotta lay hands. That nigga was like, okay. And went back crying to your daddy. And got blasted.
Yeah, daddy gonna kill you. Like, bruh. Like, yeah. But wait, getting back to Empire, man. Look at this. Look what we did. All right.
I'm sorry, man.
Empire last night, what do we have? The rap battle between, what's her name? Rita Gats?
Yeah.
And Jamal happened.
Hakeem.
The rap battle of the century.
It was Hakeem, not Jamal.
Oh, yeah, Hakeem, I'm sorry.
Hakeem versus Rita. I fuck up names. You get the facts.
For the last name, like, for the, like, why was you battling for your last, like, that? Like, I didn't understand, like, what was her whole point of saying, like, she was the son that, you know, like...
So, that's what I thought I missed, because I missed two episodes.
Okay, that was that. Okay, Lucius did have, like, a little heart-to-heart to her in the car. I was like, yo, I feel closer. He's just like, you more like me than any of my sons are. So, maybe that's where she got the ammo from, talking about daddy's little girl and, you know what I'm saying, all that stuff. But the rap battle was weak, and, like, how you just turn the crowd like that with that, with that? And I was just like...
He got them motherfuckers out here chanting and shit for his...
Hakeem, like, what?
And like, then you battled for your name, and then you gave the name away. Like, why didn't you just give the name away and say, fuck the battle? I guess you didn't want to seem weak.
Yeah.
You wanted to come out here and have your battle.
Yeah.
First of all, your daddy is... Have we established if Lucius is a rapper or a singer yet?
Nah, Lucius, because, look, this is the most... Now, you see when he looked at that beat he made last night, right?
Of course. I was like, well, I don't know what the fuck that beat
is. But hardcore Lucius, though. And the way he be, like, man, you got to hear the way he be rapping sometimes. And I just be like, bro, like, you can't even hold a rap. Like, how can you believe that this man was the top-selling artist of all time? Like, the way he, man, it's just, like you said, man, Empire is...
I don't understand. So you a rapper or singer or both, whatever the fuck you are, Lucius.
It's the Lucius Lion sound.
You got beef with your son.
Sons.
And you decided to enlist the daughter of the dude you killed to fight your battle with your son.
Like, did he think it was gonna work? Like, what do you think Hakeem was gonna? Okay, all right, Dad, I'm coming home now. Like, I just don't see where's the end game in this. Like, it's just
no idea. Did he slap the shit out of Hakeem in one of the episodes too? Like, you punched Hakeem at some point.
Yeah, he
but
did.
You can't rap against him. You could trade blows with this motherfucker, but you can't spit no bars. And then Hakeem and Boo Boo Kitty, when did it get here? I thought that he fucked her for revenge.
Okay,
and that was it.
Okay, I don't know if you this is probably one of the episodes you missed where he got kidnapped.
And yeah, that was the last episode I saw.
Okay, he got kidnapped. He went to her house, and I guess that's when they fucked or whatever, and he must have nutted up in her then, because, you know, now, when she came back to try to talk to him, you know what I'm saying, after the whole ordeal, he seen she was with the little Mexican girl, and so, you know, he kind of played her to the left, was like, yo, this is a little private party, blah, 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 and then let her in, so, you know, Boo Boo Kitty, she was about to kill herself, like, yo, she was like, yo, I'm about to kill myself.
Oh,
like,
that was the whole knife moment.
Yeah, because she was just like, yo, I'm all alone, I'm pregnant, and I took, like, 4 tests. I mean, bitch, do you even know who the daddy is? Like, yo, like, you know, like, it could be anybody's. Like, yeah, hopefully she think it's Jamal's. And then when she went back, you know, tell her yesterday she was about to tell him she was pregnant. You know, she got sidetracked by his happiness. And, bitch, bring him down. Just like, yo, I'm pregnant too, nigga. So, hey.
So, bye. What happened with the whole situation? Not Uncle Bunky, but who's the other?
Vernon.
What happened with Vernon? They dug the body up. They put it in the lawyer's car. What happened? The
case was dismissed.
Why was the case dismissed? You got a body now.
If they found a dead body in a woman's car, how she gonna explain the body being in her car? So it's just like, you know, so she dropped all the charges.
That was it. That's that was all it. She got. This hardcore bitch who met a killer in the middle of the street at night.
Right, look, Lucius and them then drugged up some man in the hospital bed and made him sign over his company or whatever. So I didn't understand last night when Lucius was upset with the white woman for something. And I don't know what it was. Did she turn on him or something? Like, when they was in that little meeting?
I think so. I think it was some kind of extra cool. Which, I mean, you got her by corrupting her deal.
Yeah.
So you should have known better. But did he fuck her?
They was going to fuck a bitch together, but they didn't. Like, it was crazy. They was about to have a threesome with this little girl. And then Lucius got some bad news, so he had to leave or something like that. And then, you know, then the girl was like, come on. She's like, man, get your dirty ass off me or something like that. So, yeah, they was about to fuck a bitch together. So, I don't know.
Then Lucius's new right hand, the lawyer, The Dirty Motherfucking Lawyer.
The Black Better Call Saul.
How is he and Andre cool now?
He's not cool. Like, it's just that they did that dirt together when they dug up the body and shit. So,
So he's just sticking with him. Because I know Andre told him to get the fuck out the house.
Yeah, he was like, boy, me, you, and Denise, I thought we had a bond here. Like, you know, he's like, you know, then the lawyer reminded him, like, nigga, we dug up a body together. Like, you just as dirty as I am. So, you know, don't forget that. Like,
so
you know
what
I'm saying?
They just fuck with each other.
Yeah.
Wow. I missed two episodes and I have all these questions. So ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
So ridiculous. So when the shit went off last night, we got three more episodes left?
One episode left until the season. Yeah, two. It's either two or three, something like that.
Some shit like that. And then you still got the Mexican dude hanging around, Cookie.
Yes.
What's his situation?
His situation, he's part of the people that kidnap Hakeem. Cookie don't know that. You know what I'm saying? But Hakeem don't know he's part of it either. But I thought yesterday when they got into it, he was going to take his shirt off and they was about to fight. He was going to see that Buddy had that same tat on his back that the nigga So, yeah. So, the niggas that, you know, the dudes, you know, they kidnapped him and shit. Like, he worked with them, but he making it seem like he's the middle ground between them. But they basically just trying to get money for their little organization. You know what I'm saying? Through protection and all that.
So, Empire is apparently the top rated label. I'm not talking about the show. I'm talking about the label on the show. It's the biggest label in the land, right?
Apparently, yes.
Bad Boy, would you say that Bad Boy would be the equivalent? Like when Bad Boy was at his peak?
Nah. Empire is like fucking on the show. That shit is kind of like Def Jam, basically.
Okay, so it's Def Jam. We've had kidnappings in the history of hip-hop music.
Not that we know of.
Right. Not that we know of. Yeah. Definitely no high profile rappers being ransomed to labels. Like, nobody kidnapped Big and said, Puffy, give me a couple million or you're not gonna see Big no more.
Well, they might have did that.
Who the fuck would kidnap Big? He can't walk. Motherfucking big as shit.
Yeah.
He
can't kidnap Big.
He might have been able to kidnap Lil' Kim with some shit, but she'll ride or die. She might have whooped your ass. Like, them niggas lived the life. You ain't kidnapped Hakeem. He come out now and he's supposed to be tough. I don't know what the fuck. Like, I literally, when I watched the show last night, I was like, who are these people? I don't understand. Jamal is smiling the whole episode. He got Cookie and Lucius working together.
Yeah, him and his boyfriend broke up.
Of course, because last time he saw his boyfriend, another dude had his dick in his mouth.
And that was Hefe from Power, wasn't it?
Yeah. Was it Hefe from Power?
Yes, that was Hefe. I believe it
was. Oh, shit. Nah, it couldn't have been Hefe, man. He ain't going to be doing double duty like that.
Why wouldn't he?
Because them shows are competing. 50 would have killed him.
I believe that was Hefe.
That's not Hefe, man. No, it's a different dude. It's a totally different dude.
Okay.
It's not Hefe. Power's still better. It's not even the same show. But Power is still better, man. Like, goddamn. Ghost is dope as fuck. Tasha's dope as fuck, like we already talked about.
Tommy, my boy, man.
Hey, Tommy's that nigga. Tommy crazy, but he that nigga. Tommy crazy as fuck, but he that nigga, man. Everybody getting played on that show. The other officer that was sleeping with old girl. The other detective that was sleeping with Angela.
Oh, yeah.
That Greg. Nigga got played. Greg got played out.
I thought Angela was going to get this nigga killed that night. You know what I'm saying? But, nah, she ain't getting him killed. And, it's only two episodes left for Empire. But, Greg, then she played that nigga like he was a fucking stalker. And I was just like, damn, bitch.
She played the fuck. When he got called into that office for the meeting, I was like, she played the fuck out of you, bro. And he's sitting there like, I can see how it looks bad. I can see how it looks bad. Like, nigga, she put a restraining order. Your ass got suspended. Holy shit. Ghost fucking them women good.
Hey.
Tasha said it. She was like, that ain't never been your problem. Fucking ain't never been your problem. So Ghost got the motherfuckers changing. She gave up a government job, nigga. She's risking jail time. He got two women risking time. Ghost is that nigga, bro.
Mm.
And he ain't trying to be a thug like Lucius. I don't know, man. Did we have any more TV talk? I still ain't watched The League. I'm like two weeks behind on The League.
Also, Rita Gadd's name is Breezy.
Breezy. That's her name?
BREZ. I guess it's her rap name.
No. Are you serious?
That's what I'm looking at, yeah.
But does is so she's an actual? Is she also an actual rapper?
I think she's an actual rapper.
Do you like her sound?
Nah, man. I can't get with it, man. I can't do it.
It's a little weird.
Very.
Like, you know, she's cool and all, but I wish they would get, and this is not hating, I just wish that they would get some actual rappers to be on the show. Like, I would love to see what Rhapsody would do in that role.
Well, Alicia Keys will be on the next week, man.
I'm watching just for Alicia Keys. I can't front.
Yo, Alicia Keys fine as well. You okay with that house home record of
Hey, look, her house was wrecked. I mean, Swizz Beatz's house was wrecked before she showed up. Just like Dwayne Wade. His motherfucking house was wrecked before Gabrielle Union showed up. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't over, it ain't over. But if the shit's over, hey, what am I supposed to do? Your bitch chose me. Shit. We're about to talk about Thanksgiving, and this is why I wanted to talk about this before we get into Thanksgiving. Patti LaBelle is your winner this week.
Patti LaBelle is my winner this week.
Why is she your winner, sir, for the people that don't know?
Well, Patti LaBelle, she is a great singer. We all know this. She's from Detroit. We all know this. I think she's from Detroit. That might be a lie. No, she's from Philly. I take it back. Sorry, Philly. She's from Philly.
Yeah, boy. You know they go hard to paint for their own.
Yeah. And Patti LaBelle released Patty's Pies, a sweet potato pie, and had the internet going nuts off one viral video by a very flamboyant guy that, you know, he didn't even cook the pie. He ate a raw-ass sweet potato pie and said it was delicious.
This nigga took it on the video. He opened the box. He opened the box and just said, fuck it.
I'm eating this shit.
It's not even like cooked and it's cold. It's not like he cooked it and it's... Nigga, the directions say place in the oven.
Yes. Brett cooked. He ate a raw-ass pie.
He cookie-doughed it.
Ate the fuck out of him and was like, yo, it was delicious.
Not only was it delicious, nigga, he broke in the song.
Bruh, I mean he hit octaves on this one, boy.
He can sing, he probably gonna get a record deal.
Yeah, he did get a call from Patty, you know what I'm saying? You know, thanking her. Since, you know, the pies are now, like, you can't find them nowhere. Like, nowhere. The actual warehouse is fucking empty. They can't keep up with the demand. So, people, if you got one on the first round, they're probably gonna be the best ones. Because the next one's gonna be garbage. And that's spelled GAHBAGE. They're not gonna be the same. Because from what I'm hearing to some of the lucky people that got some, they said they were a little sweet, but they were good. But, you know, sweet, you know, I mean, it's a pie, it's supposed to be sweet. So, you know, she's my winner this week for selling, like, what? She made, like, $2-3 million over the, you know, last. Because they said the pie's been out for a minute. It was just
They said that the pies were out. They were $3.48. They got her face on the box. So it's not
And look. They're not going to be $3.48 next time around.
Oh, nigga, you can get one on eBay for $40.
I'm not paying for, nigga. You know how fucking cheap sweet potatoes is, bro?
$40,
bro. Pies for $40.
Nigga, they have people on Craigslist selling slices for $10.
Jesus Christ.
$10, bro.
Man, now.
The shit was on the shelves. This brother got on here with his bedazzled hat and sunglasses and amazing voice and said that he's going to taste these pies, and the shit blew up.
Yep.
And now they're selling out. They said that she made something like, I want to say it was $20 million. Well, the sales for the pies was like $20 million over the weekend. God damn.
Patty said, just give me a dollar off each pie. Y'all can have the rest of the money. I just want a dollar. You know what I'm saying? Tracy May got a chance to taste one. So, you know, they threw a pie eating party. You know what I'm saying? You know, and they was eating the pie and everything. You know, I hope they cooked it. You know what I'm saying? I hope they cooked it, because if y'all right here eating raw sweet potato pie, something wrong with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that. But yeah, she's my winner this week just for being a fucking businessman. And sweet potato pie, this is the only time of the year I eat sweet potato pie, around Thanksgiving.
That's the only time, you know,
And it's like, I mean, now, no bullshit, my mama makes some of the best sweet potato pie I've ever eaten in my life. Like, when my mom come to my house, I make her, no, you hear what I say? I make her make me at least 10 sweet potato pies before she leaves. Like, she gotta make 10. I will freeze them, I do whatever, and I eat them, you know, till they're gone. And my mama, them shits be awesome. So, you know, I'm going to put yours against my mama's patty. And if you lose, I'm going to let everybody know. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you got, you know, my mom pies be awesome. Even my wife said that. You know, my wife and my mom, you know, they had a little rocky relationship. But now they, I pie changed all that, man. Pie changed all that.
So I have to, look, I have to, I wouldn't be sorry if I didn't go here with it.
Mm-hmm.
Black people, if you able to do this for her pie, imagine if y'all did this for other shit that we own. This ain't even shit that she owned. It's just her fucking face on some recipe.
Maybe not even be her recipe.
It might not even be her recipe, man.
Paula Deen and Patty might be working together on this one. She was like, nah, Patty.
That might have even went real rogue with it. That might have been the Walmart pie. You know what I'm saying? Like the regular ass store version. They went back to Patty and said, yo, we'll give you a dollar pie if we can slap your face and signature on it. They took the pies off the shelf one night, put them in the new box the next night, and put them out there. This nigga cut a video. He might have been hired by Walmart for all we know. And here you go. Y'all selling millions of dollars worth of pies. You guys running out in droves to buy these pies. And then go to social media to promote the shit for free. And it sells out. Y'all just helped the shit out of Walmart. Meanwhile, you know, other small business owners, y'all asking for discounts.
Yep.
You're asking people to do your logos for free. You're asking people to design your websites for free.
Maybe you should start making pies, man.
Maybe, man. I'm going to start making pies, man. I'm going to see if I can get somebody who can sing. Maybe I, you know what? I'm going to take GQ's picture, and I'm going to put one of my pies next to GQ's picture. And I think that shit is going to sell out. That shit is going to sell out.
It got to be the picture of him sitting in the office.
Absolutely, nigga. That is, look, I'm going to put the pie in his lap. So they really understand how fly this goddamn pie is. We on it. And I'm gonna put the little Nappy Afro logo on it too. So y'all can come to the website, to the network, sorry, not the website. You'll come to the network to look for the pie, and we're gonna be sold out. And then we're gonna put up a fake ad on eBay for $60. We started bidding $60 for the Nappy Afro pie, and we're gonna get paid off that. But if black people just put that kind of effort and hustle it behind our own shit. Now I say this.
And that's not Lobos that was on. That's not him.
No, I told you, it's a different dude. It's a different Hispanic. They don't all look alike. Like, I say this now on the front end, but I have 3-4 orders for shit pending from black vendors. Especially, look, I'm gonna put this out there all the way. Germ, I already know the slander's coming. We're going to get to Thanksgiving in a minute. This is a long-ass episode. For my wife's birthday, I bought her some custom African shoes.
Hold on, with them bare feet?
You're such an asshole.
Sorry, like the Emperor's New Clothes. No, baby. She's like, baby, no, you gotta tie them up. But baby, just tie them up, girl.
No, so let me explain. The shoes are regular. The art that's on the shoes is custom art by an African artist. She found it. I bought them. Let's say that they cost more than any pair of shoes in my collection.
Woo!
We got them. They're the wrong fucking size.
Of course. They was in fucking metrics.
They're American shoes.
Oh, shit.
I paid for one size. He sent me the wrong size.
Oh, my gosh.
So my wife being my wife was like, hey, I probably wouldn't wear them anyway because they're too intricate. And me being Saul Wright, sitting on it for 2 or 3 months. I already mentioned it the day we got it, which I had to track them down for like 2 weeks to get them. But now that we got them, the day that I got them, I said, yo, the size is wrong. She says she's not tripping, but the size is wrong. I just want y'all to know we paid this much goddamn money, and the size is wrong, and she can't do shit with them. So here it is 2 months down the line. I said, this shit doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for me. I wear my shoes. She can't wear these. So I sent another message like, yo, by the way, we can't do shit with these shoes. Oh, why didn't you say anything? Nigga, I did. I showed him the screenshot. Oh, I never got that message. I'm so sorry. We'll get it fixed. I haven't heard from him since.
Of course you're not. You said African?
He's African with a white manager.
Oh, man. Come on. That's fucking Shaka Zulu right there you're doing business with.
Man, look here. So then, on top of that order, I have 2 other orders of shit that I bought from black people. I haven't heard from them, and it's been like 2 weeks. We make doing business with ourselves so fucking hard. I'm so tired of that shit. Understand that this is not the way Nappy Afro does business. So
nah,
if you buy advertising on the Frocast or on the Fro Horseman for your dollar, you're going to get your promotion. I just want y'all to understand that. Support black shit. Buy a Nappy Afro t-shirt. We get about a dollar off that, just like Patty. Make those go viral. You know what I'm saying? We'd appreciate it. But now back to the damn topic of this whole shit. Because we've been talking to these people for over an hour. Yep. Thanksgiving is coming up, which means we probably won't have a show next week.
Not an audible. It'll be an audible episode, but you won't hear the melodic voices of King German Saul, right? You might hear Saul, right? You might even hear me. I might send in a little, but you never know, man.
We'll see what we can get together, but it won't be a full show like this. So what are your plans for Thanksgiving? What do you do? I know we talk about this every year. It's 186 episodes. But what are you doing this year for Thanksgiving?
Well, I'm just like the previous 13 Thanksgivings. going to my wife's people house for Thanksgiving, man. So
you're not gonna change it up, man. Make the people come over to your house.
I mean, we did that 2 years ago. We had Thanksgiving in our house 2 years ago, but this year, you know, just we go ahead and travel. You know, since us and the dog, we going Thanksgiving, and hopefully, Evelyn make that good shrimp fried rice.
Did you say the dog?
Yeah, the dog coming with us. Can't leave the dog home for 4 days.
So, the dog is part of Thanksgiving now.
Man, the dog is part of the family. What are you talking about? I just left the grocery store. That's why I was almost late recording this program. I had to go buy some chicken thighs so I could cook for my dog, man.
You raw feed your dog?
Excuse me?
You raw feed, like, you don't feed dog food, you feed him actual food.
I cook him, real food. She get dog food mixed with human food, yes.
Ah, I like that. That's why the motherfucker's so big already.
Nah, my homeboy told me, he said we might have gave her the table food a little too fast because she missing some of the fats, that puppy fat she ain't got on her, but she part of family, so she coming with us. Basically, gotta have the honey baked ham, you know what I'm saying? I don't want your fucking ham if it's not honey baked ham, you keep that shit, alright? If I don't see that spiral slicing with that nice sugar glaze top on it, I don't want your fucking, huh?
The cloves.
No clothes. You not put no clothes on my motherfucking ham, man. Oh, God. So you want your ham, you keep your turkey. I don't fuck with no turkey. You know, what else you got? You got to have mac and cheese and yams right beside each other. They got to be beside each other.
Are these baked macaroni and cheese?
Hey, that's the only way I know how. I don't know all the way. Like, that stovetop method, y'all knew. It's got to be baked. You know what I'm saying? Then gotta have your greens, you know, whatever kind of greens you got. I like cabbage. I like collard greens. I eat all greenery. Spinach, weed, all that shit. I love it all. dressing. Gotta have your dressing, but don't put the giblets in the dressing. Cranberry sauce has gotta be from a can. I don't want no homemade cranberry sauce, none of that. I want the shit out the can. That's the delicious shit. That shit is fucking awesome, man. Oh my God.
And the shrimp fried rice.
Shrimp fried rice. Oh, look, we got three different kinds of rice. We got white rice, yellow rice, red rice, shrimp fried rice, that's four different kinds of rice that we're going to have, you know what I'm saying? So we got rice, like, you know what I'm saying, different rice.
Yellow rice, like rice-a-roni?
No, yellow rice, like with saffron in it.
Nah, I don't know about that shit.
You know about yellow rice, man. Then my hat, my yellow, what? What's all right, man? You better stop acting damn lowercase b, man.
Okay, the confession that I'm going to have.
Man, you Ricenberg.
Hey, man, the yellow rice was rice-a-roni.
Now, rice-a-roni is, that's different. That's like rice with all that other bullshit in it. But yeah, but saffron rice, man, saffron, one of the oldest seasons in the world, man. It's in the Bible, saffron, man. Come on, man.
Hey, man, I don't know about the Bible. I don't know about no saffron, man. You know, I just, Thanksgiving here, I know that the wife is getting, she's actually got somebody who's going to fry a turkey. Okay. I don't know how that's supposed to turn out. It's supposed to be delicious, so I know we're doing that.
Look, fried turkey is delicious, all right.
Never had it. I don't know.
That's the only way I eat your turkey, if it's fried, and I only want the breast meat. Don't give me none of that fucking dark meat, none of that shit. I don't want that shit. Because turkey, man, turkey tastes like turkey. And that's the thing. Like, if you can get it, that shit, man, like, man, somebody fried a turkey at the job the other day, right? Mm-hmm. White guy. Uh-oh. That's all I'm going to say. That shit, I said, damn, dude, did you season this motherfucker? This shit tastes like straight bird. I taste feathers and everything.
Yeah, I wish sometimes stereotypes just be on point. White people just don't season the same way black
people. Some white people. Then you got the country white people that season the fuck like that, you know. But this guy, he drives a fucking Volkswagen Jetta. You're not cooking nothing for me if you drive a Volkswagen Jetta, bro. Sorry.
He makes bad decisions on a regular basis.
Thank you. You got the little golf too. Like, man, get out of here, man. Like, you little fucking German looking motherfucker. Like, what?
Mm-hmm. Can't do it, man. So I don't think we're gonna do anything special. I wanted to get involved and do, like, you know, donations and get involved with that shit. I can't do the turkey pass out again because I did that one year and it killed me. Like, we passed out like 2,000 or 3,000 turkeys.
Nigga, God,
that's a workout for your ass. Like, conveyor belt. That's a workout for your ass.
You think 2,000 turkeys, 14, 15 pound turkeys, that's a good fucking workout, man.
And they slamming them in your stomach because you just turn it. Pow, pow. I was like,
I'm going to get Paula Deen out there. She caught a turkey to the head that year.
She was fucked up. That turkey dropped it. So I do think, you know, as much as Germ slanders me for my tennis shoes, I think I'm giving away 2 or 3 pair this year. I'm looking at it right now. One pair will be some Jordans.
I'm very needy, so all right. So you can send me a pair.
You're on payroll for nappyafro.com, the dope website. All right,
I'm needy. I can't afford Jordans, so I need a pair of shoes, all right. You just a man. Give them away. Sorry, man, you can't give me a pair of shoes, all right.
I'm giving them to the homeless, man.
Homeless.
You're not homeless.
I don't own shit.
Your fucking name is King Germ.
Every man's the king of their own castle. Like my little cardboard box, I'm the king of that shit.
Sorry, not going to Germ.
Damn it, man.
I might post this on, you know, I don't know. I might not post it anywhere. But I think I'm gonna give away. There's 2 pair that I know I'm giving away. One pair is a pair of J's. I think the other pair, yeah. It may be some Huarache. So it might be 3 pair that I'm gonna give away.
I know I bet you one a pair, so all right, we're gonna have a fucking problem here, man.
You're not getting it. No.
If I was a homeless man and somebody came and gave me a pair of Huaraches, I'm gonna be like, yo, nigga, what the fuck is your problem, man? Now somebody gonna fuck me up for my nice shoes, man.
Hey, you better learn how to hustle that shit and take your homeless ass.
If you do anything, so all right, go to like a school and find a kid with some big ass fucking, like, don't get to no homeless man, so all right, because it's all right. The only way I would be okay with this is if you get to a kid. If you get to an adult, I'm gonna be pissed at you, so all right.
What kids are wearing size 13 shoes?
Sorry, obviously you haven't been to schools these days, man.
Kids are wearing 13s?
Alright, these motherfuckers these days are fucking ridiculous. My son wear a fucking 9. And like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just thinking he in the 6th grade. So I'm just like, yo, it's some niggas with some big ass feet. Nigga, I'm just like, yo.
Maybe that's how I'm gonna do it. You know, good idea, Jeremy. I might take my ass to the mall, see some parents shopping for some kids' shoes, and be like, yo, here. And just give them to them.
That'll be a little creepy. That'll be a little creepy.
Why is that creepy? It's gotta be safer than going to a school ground and saying, yo, kid, come here.
No, not that. I mean, this is what you do. You go to the school and be like, hey, we're doing like a shoe drive and we just need, you know, and the only pairs we got donated these size 13. Do you have any kids that's less fortunate that would, you know, that I can get these shoes to? You know what I'm saying?
I can't trust the schools. They fucking kids and handcuff them. You know what? I'm just going to put them on the corner.
Okay, let me know what corner you put them on.
Anyway, man, I think that might be what I do this year. On top of, you know, us getting our grub on. I expect to have some turkey. I expect to have some macaroni and cheese. I expect to have a sweet potato pie. Knowing my wife, she's going to cook some kind of boho shit, so I'm not sure what that is, but I'll have to eat it.
This is asparagus fused.
Right. It'd be like, this is stuffed caterpillar with elephant hair, and I would have to eat it.
Instead of a traditional turkey, we're doing a peacock this year.
You have to eat the feathers. They're fried. I'm sure it'll be some weird shit. I might have to eat that too. But it'll be a good Thanksgiving, man. It's been a decent year. You know, ups and downs. You know, we got a lot of shit going on. Sick father-in-law. I got a sick uncle. This is not even on the outline. I didn't even expect to say this. I met my brother.
Wow.
On Facebook the other day.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It's not the same brother you always talk about that switch teams up, is it?
Oh, no. I got him square. Nah, he's good. That's I fuck with him all the time.
Okay.
Then I got an older brother who I grew up with as well that I don't really talk to. Mm-hmm. This is the brother that broke up the marriage.
Oh.
This is my half brother. The side baby. And it's the best way to describe it.
I mean, that's the only way to bring.
That's the best way to describe it. You know, if it's his perspective, I'm the side.
How old is he? Younger than you?
Yeah, he's younger than me. I'm the older brother. He's 35 or 30, okay. Somewhere in there. So yeah, it was interesting. So why did I go off into that story? Oh, because I was talking about how interesting it's been for a year.
Yeah.
It's been a good year, interesting year, new things. So I'm probably going to be making a trip to St. Louis, meet my brother. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's a good enough reason to be thankful and try and give back a little bit. So that's why I will be giving away 2 pair of shoes at least.
Yeah, because one on mine and the other two you give
them. You can't do it, Jaren. You just can't. Can't do it.
Yeah,
man. But you know, that's what it is, man. You got it. Our winners and losers. We already gave you a winner with Patty LaBelle. Okay, I don't have any.
Man, my loser this week is, I wrote it down. It's Chris Carter.
What did he do now? Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, I listen to Mikey and Mike every morning. And, you know, the whole, you know, conversation this week was about Cam Newton. Some parent in Nashville wrote to the Charlotte Observer that Cam Newton and his antics scared her daughter at the game, and all his dancing, and he just incited a riot at the game, and Cam this and Cam that. But what she's talking about, Cam, you know, Cam scores a touchdown, he does a little dance, and he dabs on them hoes. Dab is a new dance, right? But not according to Chris Carter. He calls it bapping.
right.
He called it bapping. He's like, that's a bap. You know, he was just on TV talking about, you know, he did the bap dance. And I'm just like, hey, Chris Carter, you cannot be more wrong. Like when you black and you on a show that's listening, you know, and you the only black guy on the show most of the time, and you speak for black America, be right.
Please be right.
Don't be up there talking about bapping. It's called a dab. If you don't know, just be like, yo, I don't know what that dance is called. And I don't know who gave him the information, but you my loser, Chris Carter. But he was sounding like he was just so right, but he was just so wrong. And I was like, dabbing? What the fuck? You talking about dabbing? Like, yo, dabbing, not be confused with you drug users called dabbing when you smoke your wax and your little, you know, nah. We're talking about the dabs popularized by the Migos, you know what I'm saying? You know what a dab is, all right?
Yeah, man.
Okay, yeah, you ever bust a nice dab, you know what I'm saying? No. Sometimes it's cool to do it, man, you know, on that Future and that Jumpman song, that's a perfect dabbing song.
I don't, if I'm dancing, I'm lifting weights. I don't dance.
You can dab when you're lifting weights, though, so, right?
You want to knock your head off, yeah.
I mean, just after you drop the dab, you do the little snatching, cleaning jerk or whatever, you drop the shit, you bust a dab on them hoes, man. You're like,
By the time you're done, you should be too tired to be dabbing.
Mm-hmm.
Or bapping.
Yeah, or bapping. You know what I'm saying?
You're too tired to do either one of them niggas. But when Cam did it, he gets a letter. When Aaron Rodgers did it, he got a commercial.
Yes. They're the same guy. Like, Aaron Rodgers does the belt thing and all
discount
this.
Discount double check.
Yes, he discount double check. And Cam, you know, like, you know, sometimes Cam put a little stink on it. Sometimes he get a little first down. He do a little finger point. He do the little, he hit the dab. But last week, it's like they had a dance battle in the end zone. Like, you know, shit was fucking nuts. Like, Cam scored, did a little dance. Or the other dude did something. Cam did it again in his face. He's like, you can't do it like me. And then that shit was nuts. People are starting to rebel against Cam. You know, Cam, he scored a touchdown. He give a ball to a little white kid. Got his teammates doing it now. You know, like some players, like, yo, fuck that. You ain't giving this ball away. Like, Julius Peppers, like, threw the ball to the ref. He's like, nah, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? So, Cam's response was, well, stop me from getting in the end zone. You don't want to see me dance? Don't let me in. But you know what? Cam Newton is, like, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. You're not going to stop him.
Whoa.
I said it.
Whoa. We just got done talking about a top 10 list that included Lauryn Hill but didn't include Tupac.
Yeah.
You're putting Cam Newton top what? Like, I know you top said top five. Quarterback. Top what?
Top five.
What the fuck is your criteria?
Cam Newton is 6'6", 250 pounds.
So he's by far one of the biggest quarterbacks of all time. Top two.
Look, the problem with this is Cam is bigger than linebackers. So you just can't, like, no corner, no safety. Like, man, Cam Chancellor, the only safety that I think. Shout out to Cam Chancellor who laying out fucking. Hey, this nigga sent a lineman to the hospital last week, nigga. Hey, he knocked a lineman out. I said, God damn.
Cam's a beast. These guys are the reason that fields need to be bigger.
Listen, so yeah, but Cam knew as far as, like, I mean, athletically, he's the best quarterback of all time. You know what I'm saying? He's doing stuff that no quarterback has ever done. Like, he's about to crush Steve Young's touchdown record. Cam only in, like, year 5 or 6.
He's only 26 years old, too.
And you know what I'm saying? He about to crush the all-time, like, the rushing TDs, the yards. Like, the man that threw for, like, 4,000 yards just about every year. Like, you know what I'm saying? He threw 4,000 and then rush for, like, bro, statistically, he's the greatest quarterback of all time. If he can keep it up for... I mean, he got to win at least one, two titles.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which they might do it this year because they got a fucking awesome defense. And you know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to the Panthers. But, yeah, Cam Newton, listen, man, me and we share the same birthday. You know what I'm saying? My twin. So, this twin over there. Yeah, man, he the GOAT, man.
Hey, Cam's a bad motherfucker. I don't know about that goat talk this early, but hey, ain't too much you can say about his stats. He's 26. He's beasting out there. Hey, if Cam actually had a good team for like 2-3 seasons, we'd be talking about a whole different NFL.
Just think how good they would have been if Kelvin Benjamin didn't get hurt this year.
Hey, somebody who can actually catch the ball.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, when y'all number one receiver Ted Ginn, these niggas about to be 10-0 this week, bruh.
That's crazy. And it's funny because he's like one of the few quarterbacks who is the exception to the rule. Like, when they talk about quarterbacks every week, if you give him time, if you give him a number one receiver, these are always what you need to have a good quarterback. Cam don't have none of that shit. Mm-mm. And he makes it happen. But if you listen to them, they talk about Sam Bradford. You know, Sam, he's a great quarterback. He's accurate. If you give him time, he's got to open. No. Bradford's hurt.
Cam make fucking cannon throws off his back foot. Like, he don't even step into the throw. And you be like, yo, how? Like, this man throwing missiles. He like, yo, his foot ain't even on the ground. Like, man, come on, man.
He's amazing. I don't know about GOAT yet, but he's amazing. 10-0. It's going to be hard to say something.
Yeah. Yeah. No black quarterback has ever had this record this good.
Hey, that motherfucker's
the greatest black quarterback of all time. We go ahead and say that.
Can we say that already?
Yes.
Doug Williams got a chip.
And Doug Williams is one of the most overrated niggas of all time, man. Doug Williams is on that list of quarterbacks that got a Super Bowl that didn't really earn that shit.
You know God what
I mean?
Damn.
I mean, think about it. Doug Williams had one good season. It was a season they won the Super Bowl. After that, Doug Williams was mad. Man, come on, bro.
God damn. What about, okay, who was the quarterback that was in Tennessee? McNair. He's better than McNair?
Who?
Cam.
Man.
I'm just asking for the people.
Yes, he's better than Steve McNair. He's better than Randall Cunningham, which hurts my heart to say that. He's better than Mike Vick. He's better than Stewart.
Dante Culpepper.
Thank y'all for listening to the ProCast this week.
Dante Culpepper.
Man, bro, keep naming names.
Russell Wilson.
Man, speaking of Russell Wilson, didn't I say this at the beginning of the season? Didn't I say Sierra's going to destroy the fucking Seahawks? Look at that shit. Look at that shit. Now they even talking about that shit on ESPN. I was just like, these niggas. I was listening today. I was like, yo, is Sierra the reason why the Seahawks are doing bad? I was just like, I said this shit a long time ago.
They listening, man. Hashtag they listening. Yes. Motherfuckers listen to the tapes. Warren Moon.
Now, Warren Moon.
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Famer, but he got the yards. See, that's the only thing. Like, Warren Moon, Warren Moon was my GOAT before Cam unseated him. So yeah, Warren Moon number two. Cam still number two. McNabb, he like number four all-time black QB.
How the fuck is he higher than Warren Moon? That's the only black quarterback in the Hall of Fame.
I said Warren Moon number two.
How the fuck is he number two? He's the
only black. Cam Newton retired today. He in the Hall of Fame, dog.
No, for what?
His rushing record. Look, his rushing stats alone, man. Look, Cam, I don't think you understand what we're talking about right here, man.
There's no way that he's in the Hall of Fame if he retires now.
Cam Newton's in the Hall right now, man.
Nah, bruh.
Right now, man. You gotta put him in there.
I don't know, man.
Look at this, man.
Let's see. He's dope. I'm just saying. He's not above Warren Moon.
Rookie records, man. Cam through for what? Man, look at it. First game of his career,
man. Breaking rookies put you in the Hall of Fame. There's a lot of niggas that's supposed to be in there.
Look at this, man.
Is Sean Alexander in the Hall of Fame?
Who?
Exactly. The nigga was like the 2-year rushing champion.
He's a running back.
Exactly. But he broke records?
He's not a quarterback.
It doesn't matter. You were saying breaking records.
Cam Newton went to Florida too, man. Come on, man.
Oh, now we see. Now we see what the bias is.
I mean, he went to Florida long and he went to Auburn. You know
now
what I'm
saying? Now we see.
About that shit, but you know.
Yeah, but you're going to hold on to that Florida part. That's what it's all about.
That long anyway, but yeah, it's fine.
That's the part that matters, man. Give these people our shout outs so we get the fuck out of here. We're talking for like an hour and a half.
Man, we talk longer than that, man. It's about 2 hours, man.
God
y'all,
damn,
y'all,
let's hey, go.
Y'all got an extended episode out of us today, man. Beezy's no not gonna be happy. Week. He don't like paying overtime, and he gonna have to pay overtime today.
They ain't getting no episode next week. We did all this shit talking today.
Yeah, he gonna average that one. Technically, since y'all not doing it this week, you know, we pay you every 2 weeks.
Two short shows. So.
Yeah, I don't pay for anything over 90 minutes. I hope you guys.
You just get to leave early tomorrow.
Cut out. You gonna cut out.
Where that boss is? You worked 6 hours yesterday. It's supposed to be 5, so you get work 4 hours today.
Can you come in? Can you take a longer lunch tomorrow?
Right. Oh my God, that's the worst shit. I hate it when my boss. I had bosses that did that shit. It used to piss me the fuck off. But go ahead and give my shout outs, man, so we get the fuck off here.
Man, shout out to the Nation, man. Shout out to Be Easy. Shout out to Senator Blue. Shout out to Sorray, Dub, Blaskiot, Supreme Weave, Short T for keeping up with the post, man. Man, shout out to Ruler myself. Shout out to fucking Rick James, bitch. The father and daughter of the Frocast. We got Ash Dash and Papa Dash. We got Furious. Man, shout out to Doc Claw, man. He gave us another shout out on that site. He talking about, you know, he like, you know, man, it's amazing when you read shit about how people think about the show, man. That shit's fucking awesome.
I need to start going back to that site, man. I kind of
That site's dead, man. It's a fucking sausage party. That, there ain't chicks there no more. It's
what happened?
Dog, it's like ever since they got on the fucking Jimmy Fallon show, man, they wanted to start censoring everything, man. So niggas left. Like,
oh, they, you know, censoring the site now?
Well, it's kind of like, yo, like, the niggas, like, they heavily moderated, and it ain't like it used to be. You know how it used to go? Niggas used to go ham over there, right? Like, you know, you go in there on a Tuesday, and niggas just go in, like, nah, it ain't none of that no more. You can't post pictures of, like if you put up a video of a kid doing something, like, Tyrio wouldn't get no play over there these days. Why? They got so many rules. Like, yo, they banning niggas for bush. Like, yo, shit is crazy. I told them the time I got banned.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Like, used to be, you had to get banned for, like, flooding shit, like making thousands of posts. This happened like a online meltdown. Now, like, I posted a video, like, yo, check this out. Them niggas banned me. Like, I ain't like, damn, nigga, no warning, no nothing. You know, usually they'd be like, yo, take that shit down. But nah, them niggas like, nah, you ain't read the rule. But so, yeah, so, you know, shout out to everybody over there that still fuck with us heavy, man. And shout out to all our online friends. You know, happy belated. Anybody birthday?
Nah, ain't nobody. Yeah, GQ's birthday GQ Saturday.
Yeah, happy birthday to my nigga Blue, man. Well, to the bruh Blue. I ain't say my bruh because I don't want no problems from y'all Sigmas and all this shit.
Yeah. He'll be 4 years old Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, Blue's still a year older than me, man.
Yeah. This shit. Props to, you know, the whole crew, man. Have a happy Thanksgiving. I do want to make this confession so we, you know, Germ can't get at me next week about it. I'm going to go ahead and say it now. Germ might be officially calling me lowercase B Black. I have to admit and confess that I made a purchase recently that Germ doesn't appreciate or like. I bought some liquid soap, man.
Liquid soap? What kind of liquid soap?
It's Dove body wash, man.
Oh, hell no.
I didn't get the loofah though, but I got
Dove.
Nigga,
you ain't get Dove Men Care, nigga.
Well, that's what it is. It's the same shit.
Oh, whoa, nigga, that's Dove Men Care, nigga. I'm talking about, like, no, niggas like Be Easy use Dove, like what your wife would use, bro.
Nah, this is the gray bottle with the aqua.
That's for men. I'm talking Be Easy buying a white bottle of Dove, my nigga. Like, I'm like, yo, nigga,
all with the moisturizing beads.
Nigga, no baby soft skin, bro. Nah, bro. But you know, look, it's Dove Men Care. I mean, they do make bars of that, so all right. Just want you to know.
I know, but the bars was too expensive. The shit was on sale. It was 2 for $5.
The bars are cheaper than the liquid soap,
sir. The bar they had was the 8-pack, and it was $9.
It's all right. You paid two. But, okay.
I got the 2 bottles for $5.
You could have got 3 bars for $3.
They didn't have, I just told you, they didn't have the individuals. All they had was the 8-packs.
Oh, I forgot, you don't go to, like, Walmart and Target. You shop at them in specialty stores.
Target.
Oh, see, I don't shop at Target, so I don't know.
How the fuck you going to just get at me for not shopping at Target and you don't shop at Target?
I mean, I say, I go to Walmart. I mean, Target is too upscale for me, you know what I'm saying? Like,
this is the lowercase B talk for real. I would have went to Walmart, but I had on my J's that day, and,
I'm done.
The Walmart I was at is in the hood a little bit, so...
This nigga Sorray scared of his own people, man!
No, I'm not scared of my own people. I'm scared of savages.
All right, listen. Look. If you walk in there like you got some J's on, and then, you know, they gonna look at you like, nah, Sorray, man. They like, oh, they will respect, man. You, man.
So the time that I pulled up to this Walmart and the nigga shit was on cinder blocks, that don't mean nothing?
He might have been fixing his car in the parking lot, Sorray.
He wasn't there, nigga. It was just his car. Was on blocks.
He might have left it there for a couple days, and you know, he took the tires to the tire shop to get some new tires on it. So all right.
I definitely only go to this Walmart when I have on my Cortez, my Dope Man Nikes.
Oh, you go with some Dope Man. See,
of course I go with some Dope Man.
Neighborhood, but he go to black neighborhoods with Dope Mans on. What are you trying to say this, all right? That's
nice. I wear the Dope Mans anywhere, but I only wear those to that Walmart.
That's the black and white ones?
No, these are all white. These are cocaine. White Dope Man?
Cocaine white ones?
Cocaine white Dope Man.
Hey, we better stop the show before we go 2 hours. So I already start talking about shoes, man.
Oh, man. Let's get the fuck out of here. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Thanks for fucking with us. Get your bar soap game together. Get your food game together. Send in suggestions for shit you want to see on the site, because you know we don't put up shit. Send your prayers to Be Easy so that he can come out of jail like he needs to. Get back on the site. Keep us up and running. Make sure you go vote for GQ Blue. Make sure that you holler at your boy Dub. Talking about basketball picks. He ain't made a prediction this year. This season.
You telling me the Nappy Afro senior NBA correspondent hasn't made his picks yet?
The guru has not. I haven't heard any picks this year.
I guess he won't have the season be gone before he makes his picks, so he'll be wrong this time.
Yo, the niggas picked the Clippers or the Nets like the last 3-4 seasons.
I'm surprised he ain't got the Lakers and the Pelicans or some shit like that this year.
He might have. We ain't heard it yet.
But you know, this year with the NBA playoffs is the best 16 teams. Like, it ain't.
We haven't gone into that, but how does that... So, you could have, literally, one team from the East? Could that happen?
Hey, could that... Yeah, possibly. If 15 teams in the West got a better record than the Cleveland Cavaliers, yes, that's it.
Wow.
The Cavaliers might be the only team from the East making the playoffs.
Do you agree with that?
I would rather that, yes.
So, you think it'll be a better playoff?
Because, you know, you got teams like... You know, like, we don't have to see a fucking 39... winning team, like a team with a losing record in the playoffs, when you got a team with 50 wins and didn't make it just because they're in the West. And you got to win 50 to get in the West, but you ain't got to win up at like 38, 39 to get in the East.
Damn. I wonder if they're going to do that for all sports.
They're never doing it in football. Too much red tape.
Because you need to keep some of these teams need to be there, and they're going to have subpar records. Because the year that the fucking Cardinals went to the Super Bowl, they were like 7-9.
Yep.
They were a wild card team.
Steelers was like 9-7 or some shit like that. Yeah. Steelers won. They was like 9-7. The Ravens had a wild card. Like, the wild card teams usually win.
Unless it's baseball.
Yep.
The wild card baseball teams, you might make it to second round of playoffs. And then you get fucking dusted, nigga.
Hell yeah.
You get dusted. Them fucking Mets. Jesus Christ. Anyway, man, we'll holler at y'all next time we do a show. Like I said, it might be next week. It might be the week after that. Whenever it is, it'll be episode 187. This is episode 186. I'm Mass All Right, a.k.a. the Black Alex Keaton, sitting in with the homie King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting. We will holler at y'all after the break. Take it easy. Holler Nappy Afro. Buy a shirt. Share the site. And we out. Peace.
Eat good, people. Eat good this week, man.
Please eat good, man. Eat some good shit, man. For real. Yeah. Smoke some good shit. If you smoke.
Don't post no pictures of no nasty-ass looking place, dude.
Oh, how did we do the whole episode without talking about that? Don't post your food pictures. Don't nobody want to see that shit unless you feed
everybody
them that shit.
Everybody got a Thanksgiving plate, dog. Like, don't do that.
Your shit ain't special, bro, at all. Don't Snapchat it.
Might eat your mama shit good, but nigga, stop it, bro.
And happy birthday to, was it L.A. Love the Boss?
Yeah. 20 years old. She gonna be 20.
Gotta stop following her. Didn't know she was that young. God,
nigga, that shit fucked me off. I said, she 19?
God, stop following me.
I mean, everybody, you look good, but...
I feel dirty.
Hey, bro.
I feel dirty.
When I seen that this morning, I said, I'm going to send Saul Wright a text at like 4:30 in the morning. He like, yo, what the fuck is going on?
Nigga, yo, real talk. I'm glad we still doing the show. Three people hit me up at 3:45 in the morning. Fuck all y'all. I'm out of this bitch. We're out with y'all next time. Peace. Peace.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.